Today, you must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Donovan.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people. It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's your old buddy Rob in 2003. Happy New Year, you guys. Don and Mike are not here today, as you've probably guessed already by now. Sadly, a death in the family. Don's father-in-law, Les, passed away recently, and as you can imagine, Don is with Frida and her family taking care of the arrangements. They will be back on Monday. Don and Mike, the whole crew, have a live show for you on Monday. And so until then, please sit back, relax, accept our sincere apologies, you BM eaters, and enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
100% gay man right here, Sacramento, California.
You are?
Yep.
Hey, I want you to know that we've received, oh, I don't know, not a lot, maybe 10 faxes.
Uh-huh.
I just heard from people who are very upset that I'm thinking about giving this trip to Florida away just to homos or lesbians.
Because it's keeping everybody else out of the contest?
Yeah, we do contests for everybody all the time on this station.
Sure.
Yeah, it's about time we get our chance.
I think it would be a hoot to send four really gay guys down to NASA.
Well, I'm probably about as Nelly as they come.
So you would be into that?
Oh, yeah.
Space turns you on?
Oh, well, lost in space, got all hot watching Matt LeBlanc in that T-shirt.
Could you find three gay guys to go with you?
I can find at least two.
All right, we'd have to be four.
Oh, I can get four.
It's a family trip for four.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely family. What I got to do to prove it?
All right, well, listen, just keep listening. I'll do the giveaway this hour.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, at least there are some gay guys listening who would like to take that trip.
I think that's great. This contest open to gay men and lesbians.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I wasn't trying to win a prize last time. I just wanted to find out if you think that Cannon's voice sounds a little bit like Raymond's.
This is Stanley, everybody. Remember Stan?
Yeah. Hey, this is Lounge Chair.
Lounge chair? Oh, you mean the guy that came up to Carlisle?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And watched us do the whole show. He brought a lounge chair. We went up one year for Redskins training camp.
That's right.
This guy brought a big lounge chair and just made himself king of the place.
Stayed there for the whole broadcast.
It was great. It was great. But that guy, Cannon, sounds a lot like Raymond.
Like which Raymond do you think?
On the TV show.
Everybody loves.
Everybody loves Raymond. Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
No, yeah, there
the
you go.
Radio he comes through.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
hey.
Mike. Yeah, he's got the Raymond's got a deeper resonance to his voice.
Hey, I got a great deal. Fantastic
deal.
All right, Stan.
How about that bush, Raymond?
Hey, nice bush. Great big bush.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Don and Mike that I found a website that is pretty gross, but you'd be interested in seeing maybe is www.horrorhouse.com.
And what is on the website?
Pictures of all kinds of mutilated bodies and whatever.
Lovely.
All right, cool. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm a lesbian.
Okay, my friend, keep listening. Everybody wants to go to NASA.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm interested in the contest for NASA.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, 100%. No doubt.
You like kissing guys?
One in particular.
You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
And do you have access to other guys that would go? It's a trip for four, you know.
Oh, yeah, I have plenty. That's no problem.
Well, then listen this hour and call all of your gay and homo friends because we're going to do the touchstones this hour just for gays and lesbians.
Oh, okay.
It's a contest for gays only.
Okay, great. Good idea, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
For gays only.
Hello.
I just like the sound of that.
Not a Mike Show. Hello. Right. Imagine that. Because there will be someone from NASA who will meet them at the airport.
Right, some guy with a pocket protector.
Right, wearing one of the spacesuit buttons and everything. Hello, I'm from NASA. And then those guys come sashaying off the plane. Hello! Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, the trip that they're giving away for the gay and lesbians, where is that located?
Where is what located?
Where exactly is the trip going to be?
NASA is in Florida.
Oh, in Florida? Really?
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful, sunny Florida. It's a very special place.
Cocoa Beach. It's where Major Tony Nelson used to be on I Dream of Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie, I understand they're bringing a bunch of gay people down here, Jeannie.
Hey, that works.
They're going to check out the space capsule, and Jeannie, I don't care. I'm open-minded.
Okay.
Are you lesbian?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Keep listening.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it just took a little while, Don. The contest is starting to take shape.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I want to ask how long you guys spend in the can doing number two?
On average?
Yeah, an average time. That's tough.
Average?
Yes. Ooh. Well, the reason I ask...
5 minutes.
Really? Do you think 20 minutes is a long time?
Nope.
Yes.
I don't.
Because my wife first really gives me a hard time about that.
That's not good for your sphincter.
I'm aware of that, and I would say my average would be...
Well, your average today, before the show.
My average, that was brief.
That was at least...
For me, that was brief.
Okay, for you it was brief.
And that was probably about 5 minutes. So I would say my average is probably 10 minutes to... You'll find the average of you if you... if you average 10 minutes... to... Let me think a little more about... 10 minutes to 6 hours.
At once?
Get a nice little... No. 10 minutes to half an hour.
Buzz, how about you?
No, never more than, say, 4 minutes.
Of course. Mr. Perfect. Of course. Never more than...
Never
three,
in your life.
Maybe three.
Never in your life more than 4 minutes.
Sure. I mean, you know, we all have the occasional health problem.
And many times I will linger after the business is done simply to finish the text that I am engaged in. But I would say somewhere between... 5 and 10 minutes on average.
I'm about 5. How about you, Rob?
5 to 10.
5 to 10 for Rob.
Don?
Yes.
Do you feel that you need to be relaxed before you can get up and leave? Or
I like to think that all of the foul stuff has left me.
Right.
I like to get a feeling of being empty there, of my bowels being empty.
And sometimes that can happen, especially if you're in the work environment.
Yes, because there is nothing worse. And I did it to you today.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. See, and I knew Mike was going to go take a dump.
Didn't bother me, though. Not with you.
You announced. You said, I'm going to go, do my thing. And I had to go into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in there. And I waited about 3 minutes. And I walked in. As soon as I walked in, I said, hey, how you doing in here, buddy?
And I was cool with that because it was you and I know you. But then even after that, I was waiting for that door to close just to finish my business to know that there was no one in there. And the worst was, remember I told you I stopped by the office on Saturday?
Yeah.
And I brought my wife and kids by the office, and I went into the bathroom. The main reason for that trip, I mentioned I wanted to show my wife the office.
Well, you had to go.
That was not the main reason.
You had to go number two?
Wanted a friendly can. Okay. I wanted a knowledgeable, and when I got in there, very excited, one of the guys that was moving furniture had taken my stall and was down there, and I went in, and he was there before I was in there. I took an over 10-minute one, and when I left, this guy was still paging through a magazine. So God knows, and you know what I walked into. So, I wanted to take a nice friendly break from my day of shopping, and there's a stranger in our midst who's just paging through a magazine, and had it so the magazine was right at the foot of the commode, and I could watch his hands as he's just slowly... turn the pages. And he had big work boots on.
Was the magazine on the floor?
It was on the floor.
He must have good eyesight then.
And long arms because he was
Daddy long legs.
He was sitting there and you saw the tan work boots.
Right.
And then you saw his hands almost hanging down over. I could see in that little 4 inches that I have between stalls. And then he was taking the pages, and as he was turning the pages, his hand was hovering like this and he was going like this. Really slowly, and I'm like, all right, enough of this.
Hello. You got to be alone when you're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I kind of wish we just had one place.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Tampa, Florida.
Hi there.
So I graduated from the University of South Florida in 1992 to rejoin my Marine squadron out in California, only to find out after I get out there, after I'm so proud. I was on the 13-year program. I'm on the slow learners. But I hear that the University of South Florida has been commissioned to do a study in male lesbianism. So I was wondering if male lesbians are qualified for this this.
Well, long way to go for that, pal.
Okay, Gomer Pyle. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
There used to be some joke about what's brown and covered with steam. I thought it was Gomer's Pyle, something like that.
I like it.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
Well, listen, I wanted to tell you about my co-ed bathroom experience at the University of Massachusetts. They had co-ed bathrooms, and I tell you, every time you go to the bathroom there, everyone's looking at everybody's feet.
Oh, God.
It was the weirdest experience I've ever had in my whole life.
That is weird, a co-ed bathroom.
Probably wouldn't be able to go number two in a room full of girls, would you?
I couldn't.
Well, it's hard enough going number two with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, but with girls it would be even worse.
It is the worst thing.
Because once a girl smells you in there, you're never going to get her respect.
I know. E.B. from the Sports Junkies.
Oh, he's the worst.
He could not exist in a co-ed bathroom.
He's the worst. His wife must only have four of the five senses. I believe the girl cannot smell. Because E.B. can smell up a bathroom, Jack.
Relatively young man, too. It's just a tragedy.
He got the colon like of George Burns.
And it's astounding some of the things that he's left.
Colon of a 100-year man.
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Do you guys look after you wipe?
What do you mean? Explain that in a more detailed question.
Okay, I'm embarrassed about this, but like you
were not. You wouldn't be calling a national radio program if you were embarrassed.
Do you mean look at everything or look at the paper?
The paper. Do you look at it and examine to see how much more you have to do?
No, I don't.
Am I a fool for doing
that? No, emphatically, yes, I do. I look at the paper.
Gross.
I look at the paper.
That's gross.
Yeah. Do you get embarrassed sometimes when it has a thick consistency?
No.
You guys.
Just a little taste.
No, that is the way, I mean, when you get done, I look to see if everything is finished.
But why don't you just look? Why don't you just look?
That's what I do.
No, but look in the bowl. I think this guy is saying that when you cleanse yourself.
Oh, you mean like drop the paper and then look in the bowl?
Yeah.
Kind of creating an extra step there, aren't you?
Paper.
No, you're eliminating a step there.
Sometimes if you drop the paper straight down, it might take a little different route, and you won't be able to get a good reading.
Get a good reading of what?
Of
now, I'm confused.
How much is left to do.
Can't you just feel how much is left to
do? No, I don't do that by feel. Do you do that by feel?
No.
You look.
Your method.
You look.
Yeah.
Really? You don't look at the paper?
No. It's got my poops on it.
But, I mean, how can you...
How can you tell when you're done, Don?
Maybe I got a sensitive anus. I can tell. I'm pretty clean in that regard.
You've never glanced at the paper.
Only when it's in the bowl. I mean, you...
See, that's
you
a way of
mean,
doing it.
You guys mean you do that.
Just like this?
You do that, then you...
Check the paper.
Gross!
Yes.
While you're sitting on the toilet, you pull
Yes.
the...
Sometimes.
Gross!
No, all the time. Every time. Every single time. That's how you know. No, that's perfectly normal.
No, listen. You know what's normal?
Otherwise, you don't know if you've cleaned yourself properly.
Right.
Well, can't you tell when you stand up? You know what I mean?
What do you mean when you go over to the mirror?
Yeah. No. I mean,
by feel?
Yes.
No.
By feel, yes.
Well, I mean, if it was dramatic, but I like to be completely... Totally,
well, then,
like almost to the point of injury sometimes.
In those cases, I would go back with a second bunch of paper.
Right.
But I have no need to look at the paper.
Most people, I think, do.
Oh, I don't think so. I think people look at their boogers. I think if you blow your nose, you open the napkin or whatever to see your boogers.
In that case, I wouldn't trust the feel. I want visual evidence that things are completely clean.
And with the paper, you can also tell if you're bleeding.
Okay.
All right, that was more detail than we needed, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fine up to that point.
I'm not surprised with him. It's surprising to you, Buzz. You're a looker. See, I wouldn't have suspected that.
And I am very surprised at you.
That I'm not a looker?
Absolutely.
I got a gag reflex.
No, you're
that's
right,
killer.
Though. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise because the whole that whole area you went.
Oh, there's one right now. Excuse me. And it's picking up the telephone. Hello?
Oh, wow.
That's what it sounds like when you telephone first.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's a robot farting. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
If you're looking, hey, how does a blind person know they're done wiping?
Well,
just a little taste.
I won't go into the, you know, I'll let you, let logic answer that question
yeah,
for you.
Three
Braille.
I'm a Braille. Kind of guy.
Braille. No need for paper.
Braille toilet paper.
Yeah, right. Belt sander.
What?
Oh, man.
A belt sander.
Belt sander, come on. Oh, you guys are weird. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, nipples and anus.
You guys are animals. Hello?
Nipples and anus.
Hello, we're here.
Hello. Hi. All right. Hey, I was wondering, just on an average, I mean, because it might as well come up now, about how many times do you wipe, Don, if you don't look? Because, I mean, you've got to look. You got to know what you're doing.
I swear to God I don't.
That's another valid question, the amount of times. The amount of
times. Genuinely, one nice big wipe.
You can't possibly get it all with one wipe.
I don't know what's going on in your bung, but... I can. One wipe. Wow. Listen, I want to tell you something. Can I tell you something about my poops? I want to tell you something.
Clean.
A lot of times, it reminds me of something I saw when I was a kid. One of those things of a rocket taking off. You know, when a rocket like comes, or like a torpedo comes out of a torpedo tube in a submarine. Yeah. A lot of times, I don't look at the paper, but if I look in the bowl, there's like nothing on the paper because it comes out so clean.
There you have it, and I envy you.
I got a clean sphincter. You could eat dinner on my sphincter.
Right.
Everybody, come over and have dinner tonight on my sphincter.
What's your average?
I would average five or six.
Five or six?
And that is a minimum, I would say. Anywhere from five or six to ten or twelve.
I'd rather go to the doctor, and I mean, I hate to tell this over national radio, but you don't know who I am, but I've had to go to the doctor.
Sure we do, Steve.
What? Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks a lot, Doc. I thought I had hemorrhoids, but the doctor looked at me and said, no, it's just because you do it too many times.
Well, that can be done too, I'm sure, and that would cause irritation.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, you gotta look. It's impossible not to look.
I think we have tapped into a huge debate.
Second time today, someone's going to dispute something I'm telling you, which is fact. I don't look.
No, I believe you 100%.
I do not look.
You can't feel that. It's a visual inspection.
It's no, each person to his own. I don't look.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yes.
If you don't look, you must only wipe once.
That's what I've just said.
Sometimes it does. You can't get the whole thing in one.
Listen, you must be a messy pooper.
Well, no, because sometimes I.
Because it seems to me if you poop in an efficient, clean fashion.
Well, that depends biologically on what's happening.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you ever looked and there was nothing there the first time?
Yes.
Right. And sometimes you look and you got to go through like 10.
And I tell you, let me just say, when that happens, I it almost brings tears to my eyes. Because I'm so happy about
that. I told you that happens to me all the time.
And when that happens to me, I'm like, yes, I don't have to
and
say
And as a matter of fact, that happened, that you know, you're talking about coming in and when I was relaxed and stuff.
Yeah.
That actually happened today. It was very quick. I actually lingered in there because I just wanted to have the average there. It was very gratifying. I almost wanted to just cry.
Well, all of you people are animals. You should all go live in the zoo.
No,
all of you, look at your toilet.
I think the debate should not be if you look or not. The debate is how many rounds what's the average number of rounds you go through before that paper is white?
Listen, let me just stop you here. This is not a tough procedure. For years, man has been
the bathroom
himself.
You don't leave the bathroom till the paper is white.
All right, goodbye.
It's not a...
Goodbye.
That's my rule.
Mm-hmm. Listen. We have to stop. We have to talk to the people that have sex on the internet.
It's a great show.
We have an important interview coming up.
This is a great show.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, my friend.
Hi. Mike, real quick question. Wanted to know, I know you're looking and wiping. Have you ever thought of dipping and getting the moist towelette?
Oh, God, no. Don't put that. That's toilet water.
No.
That's not touching my skin.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hey, Mike.
Lunatic.
If you're not looking, you must be having racing stripes, aren't you?
No, I look, sir. I look. I look.
Or Don. Don doesn't look. So he must have the racing stripes.
Well, I think we both have discussed the
sometimes,
fact that we have had racing stripes.
My house,
see, the non-lookers would have the bigger racing stripes.
What?
The non-lookers would have...
Why does looking have to do... Why can't you believe me when I tell you I'm efficient in wiping my ass?
And I would like to say, no matter what you do, you can still have the racing stripe. The toilet paper can be white, and you can still have the racing stripe.
Listen, I can't help it that I'm so evolved that I can wipe my ass and not look at it and know that I'm clean. Okay? All right, you bunch of monkeys.
Now, don't say that we're not evolved because we look at the paper.
You're not.
That is not
that's
true.
That's something a chimpanzee would
that
do.
That is not true. A person could make the argument for the opposite, that it is more evolved to actually wait for the toilet paper to be white.
Hello.
There is no way that is possible. You guys always talk about going out there eating that stuff at all these restaurants. My man has never had butt coffee.
What?
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about, sir? Explain yourself a little more clearly.
Are you talking about a coffee enema?
He's gone.
And then he hangs up.
We'll all have to wonder what that guru was trying to say.
And Mike's the guy that goes to restaurants all the time.
I do. I go, and as a matter of fact, the old country buffet where on my plate, in addition to the eggs and the Belgian waffle, I'm not proud of this. This is really bad eating, but I will tell you that I'm doing okay. I'm still not like going nuts yet. It hasn't kicked in yet. But I will tell you, on my plate, along with the Belgian waffle and the eggs, a piece of fried chicken. Thank you.
That's for breakfast?
Wow. And I was so happy when I said, yeah, it was breakfast food. And then I said, man, they just put out this fried chicken. Might as well. And everybody in there was doing it.
Hello.
Hey, Don, all I got to say is I bet your wife has stock in Clorox, doesn't she? Clean your underwear, man.
Yeah, all you guys that look at your toilet paper. That's nice.
Now you're going to...
I don't know how you could do it without looking. I'm sorry, man.
Why don't you check my underpants? Why don't you come down here right now and check my underpants?
I don't want to get into that role, that war right there.
I'm just going to buy some stock in Clorox. Mike, you want to join me?
Oh, that's right. That's good. I can't help it. I'm a good wiper, and you're not an efficient ass wiper.
You're better than I am, that's for sure.
You're damn straight on that.
You bet you are. Hey, man, I love the show, guys.
All right, sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.
The great debate.
All right, and that's enough of that debate.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's really funny is, it's a mag job away in Sea Caucus. I'm in the middle of the weeds, laying down. He comes over, he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm resting. Hey, are you resting? I'm beach in a park. I know I'm resting. They pulled me in, they started giving me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, oh, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual, zero, nothing. I tell you, he says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go your mother. Bing, pow. You saw the paper, Anthony. My head was up like this. Now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big fuck again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go fuck your mother. I thought he was going to sh**. Oh, Bing. Oh, Bing, I wish I was big just for
really funny.
Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny?
You know, it's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean, the way I talk?
Just, you know, it's just funny. It's funny, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about
it? Tommy, no, you got it all wrong. See?
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here. You're Tommy.
I almost had him. Yeah, stuttering f***. Frankie, was he shaking? Wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie. And he's behind bars.
I'll
drink of that.
The vacation.
Yes.
Okay, I got a list of stuff to tell you about. First, I'll start with this. This is pretty good. Charles Broyhill, our producer. Okay? He got super pissed at me on vacation.
Really?
And I guess it was like the second day of our vacation, right? Saturday, I'm sitting at home, phone rings, and it's Broyhill. And you know him, right to the point.
Yeah.
I go, hello, and he goes, hey, when were you going to tell me that you told my girlfriend about my secret plans for her birthday? And I said, yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, oh, yeah. When were you going to tell me that you opened your big mouth and told her all about that? And, I'm caught back for a second. Like, I'm looking at the phone. Why are you yelling at me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized what had happened. When everybody was in my house a couple of weeks ago when I had that party,
right.
Charles Broyhill was outside playing basketball. And his girlfriend was sitting in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we were talking pretty much about how kind of a lovable loser he is.
Mm-hmm.
About how... Like, he had sent her some flowers recently.
He's very romantic with her, and he has made some improvements.
Yeah. So, the conversation's like, yeah, well, he's got a lot of potential, or he's coming around, he brought flowers. And then I said, well, listen, he's taking you to Florida.
Oh.
Now, the thing was, he had told me about it a couple of weeks earlier, when all he said to me was, I need to leave on a Friday a couple hours early.
Right.
Because I'm going down to Florida with my girlfriend. And I said, hey, great, that's fine. Take the time off. Right? I didn't know it was a secret.
Did he tell you it was a secret?
He says he did. I really didn't. I didn't know.
Yeah, you...
No, I mean, I didn't... I don't retain him. No, Mike, no, he didn't tell me. Because I like this.
I like watching you process it as you sit here. You're processing it right now.
First off, I don't care enough about the personal life of Charles Broyhill to get involved. And second off, since he's had a regular girlfriend, he's not quite the dick that he normally is. So I'm all for that. I'm all for him assimilating into society and becoming a functioning member of society.
Right.
Okay? So I said to him, well, I did no such thing. And he said, well, yes, you did. That I guess that they were out together and she said something. They were shopping and she said to him something like, well, that would be nice when we go to Florida.
And he had said nothing to her about
it. Yeah, it was supposed to be a big surprise.
He's very secretive, and that's you two share that.
He was so pissed at me.
Well, secrets are important to both of
you. I didn't know it was a secret.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, I'm sorry. And, like, no response, right? Just silence. I said, I didn't mean to. Silence. You know him.
Right.
Grunt. When were you going to tell me that you told my girlfriend about that trip? Grunt. Yeah.
And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
And have you addressed it since?
No.
At all with him?
Charlie, come on in here. You know how I take care of conflicts, Mike?
On the air.
Why do it in real life when you can do it here in the radio studio? Charlie? Right, here, buddy.
All right, he's coming.
Here he is now. Here's little buddy.
Smiling.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
You were really pissed, right?
Yeah, I was.
See, I knew it.
Serious.
Like I would tell on purpose. Did you? Do you think I would? Do you really think I would?
Not on purpose. I kind of figured that so much time had gone by, you didn't remember that I had said, I'm going to surprise her with this trip, so.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
I would have made a mental note about that. I'm good with details. I am. Look at how many goddamn post-it notes I got here.
I know.
I write everything down.
I
would have written down if it was something.
Yeah. So, if you told me, I would have told her half an hour later because it would have been in this ear and out the other.
So how did it come up that she mentioned to you that she knew about it?
We were out shopping and she just made a comment about her birthday coming up. And she said, well, I like what you're doing anyway. And I said, and how do you know about that? She said,
why did she write me out?
I don't want to tell you. I said, you got to tell me, because how are you going to fake being that excited?
And so you had planned a surprise
trip.
Can
I tell you what his great defense was?
What? Oh, God, what was my great defense? What did I say?
She wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Right. Okay, now listen, here's what happened. We were sitting at my kitchen table, my wife and me and Broyhill's girlfriend, and I said, you're going to Florida. And she said, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. He's going in a couple of weeks. He asked for the day off. And then Frida said, this is probably a surprise. And I said, oh, well, don't tell him then. And she said, okay, I won't tell him.
All right.
What am I supposed to do? Come running to you and say, that was my point to Charles. Am I supposed to say, listen, I screwed up, but I told her. Who am I to know that she was going to tell you about it?
Well, it's fine now.
All right.
So everything's fine.
So did you cancel the entire trip?
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
We're still going.
You better
We're
not
still
have.
Going.
All right. When is that?
It's coming up soon.
It's like next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, yeah. I had the date right.
And it was kind of a romantic thing that you were going to do, and she wasn't going to have any clue about it.
Not a clue at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
BFD.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, now she can plan it with me together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's right.
Now she can pack.
Yeah, that was the one thing I was worried about, is packing her
packing
clothes.
Packing is, yeah. My wife is very good at packing.
I was talking about what a nice guy I thought you were.
Thank you.
To your girlfriend. I was. I said, no, he's not such a bad guy, and that's how it came up. I said, he's not such a dick. He's taking you to Florida. Mm-hmm. And she goes, what? And I said, don't you know? No, all right. Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye. See, he responded that time. Yeah. On the air, he responded when you said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He high-fived Rob on his way out here.
Oh, that was a weird, awkward moment.
Yeah.
A lot more awkward than just happened right now. And it went on. The mm-hmm. phone call went on like for 20 minutes.
Where it was kind of back and forth and back and forth.
Well, no, it was just me saying, hey, listen, I wouldn't have done that on purpose.
I can't.
And he went,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say, really? Come on, let's get past this.
Okay. I can't believe you did that, Don.
What?
No, oh, shut up.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh,
I thought all these lines were ringing. Hello there.
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys suck, though.
We what?
You suck. You're really bad.
And why are you listening? What's your reason for listening? Well, is your radio... The radio that you're listening to is broken, it's stuck, you're in an office, you can't tune it out.
See, the bottom line is you are listening to the program. You have made the determination that we suck, but you are listening because you cannot tear yourself away.
I just can't believe how much you rip off Howard Stern.
It doesn't matter who you think we rip off, sir, even though we don't rip off anybody. You are drawn to this program
like a fly.
A magnet.
Like a moth to a flame. You see, the difference is... If I hear something that I don't like you know what I do? I do that. I mean,
he's
I do
gone.
That, not I do that.
He's gone.
I do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's here. Like a bad insect, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Okay. There we go.
Right.
I'm with you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
There's that hum again.
Yeah, you know, we take some time off and everything goes haywire.
They've done something in here. Someone has spilled something.
This first show coming back from vacation, it's always just a whoop-de-doo. You know what I mean? It's a lop-de-de-loo. It's a...
It's a...
Something.
It's a scoop-de-leop-de-loo.
Hello? Ding-dong-diddly-dias.
Buenos ding-dong-diddly... Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Hello?
Hello.
Who are you expecting? Check in on him.
I love those commercials. Hello? I love that dog. I wish they'd sell that dog.
Hello?
How are you?
Hey, great, thank you.
Good. You know, I don't know what's wrong with this guy calling in about the claiming you guys are a Stern ripoff. You guys are so much better anyway. It's ridiculous.
You know, the bottom line about whether you think...
Save all of that for WCW, will you please?
Absolutely.
Bunch of crap.
I mean, we enjoy the show. We hope you enjoy the show. Everybody has opinions. That's what makes the world go round.
Opinions are just like a-holes. And I'd like to put my foot in some of your opinions. Hello. Don and Mike here. Out on a limb, as always, defending ourselves.
Yeah, hey, it didn't take long.
Hey, if you'd seen it, you'd be talking about it. Donna, Oprah.
Wait a minute, wait, hold on a second. You just processed the fact, you know, we've only had this line open with your phone call for the last half an hour.
Okay.
Hello.
I've been listening.
Okay, why did you call?
Could you turn your radio down, please?
Sure.
No, you didn't turn your radio down.
Yeah. Tyra Banks.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's all right. Down. Now it's down.
Tyra Banks was on Oprah.
Yes.
And Oprah stared at her tatas.
I tell you who's got some tatas happening is Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
I saw a show that Oprah did last week
mm-hmm.
where she had a red dress on.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
Oprah has really worked hard to take the weight off.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, did you see that special on 2020 last night where they were talking about white women and their perception of their bodies compared to black women and their perception of their bodies, and it seems that the
girlfriend,
the surveys that they took,
survey says
black women on the survey or whatever they were doing said that they're more comfortable with weight gain and with their bodies, whereas white women are just obsessed with all the images that they see of these emaciated models.
Show me obsessed with emaciated models. Yes.
It was pretty interesting because at the very end, at one segment, they were interviewing all these black guys, and the guys were saying, Oprah is hot. Oprah was hot when she had the weight on. When she lost the weight, they weren't as attracted to Oprah.
That was my point about her, that her boobs looked real good. Real good.
Is this pre-weight?
No, this
loss?
Was last week's show.
Oh, last week.
Last week, she's doing a show about the Oscars. She had on something that looked like almost like a gal's night coat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like made out of that.
It's really the sheer material?
No, like
really
a fake velour.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
She got her big boobs and she had some cleavage. Mm-hmm. And then she got up to walk around one time.
Is she wearing a bra?
Did not look like she was.
Wow.
But she got the vish ass. Oprah, she can run 100 miles a day.
Right.
She would still have the vish ass.
Sure.
I'll tell you a show that's going down, and I'm going to make this prediction now in the year 1998. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why it's going to go down. Too much singing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the Rosie O'Donnell show anymore, but last week on vacation I had a chance to.
Right.
Every time. Hey, it's a sunny day. Hey, it's a sunny day.
John McDee and the McDLTs, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God, awful. And she is trying to get her plugs in.
Right.
She's got some old woman from the audience, and they're making some kind of a pasta stew. It's a cooking segment, right?
She's been doing a lot of those cooking segments, so you can tell that by looking at her.
So she's up there with the chef's hat on, and they've got the lady from the audience, and they're stirring. They're stewing this big pot, and Rosie says, hey, you know, you're very good. I should bring you with me to Las Vegas. And now the old lady doesn't realize that Rosie O'Donnell's just using her as a pawn to get in a plug for her show in Vegas. The old lady goes, huh? Looks to me like we got to add some salt. And then Rosie O'Donnell goes, no, I'm going to Vegas. I'm doing my show at Bally's. And the old lady, not even tracking with her, why? I think we got to stir this. And now Rosie O'Donnell's getting mad, but because she's Rosie O'Donnell.
Of course.
She can't get mad, but she forces the plug in. I'm going to be doing my show at Bally's. You could call there and they would have tickets. It's Memorial Day weekend. Maybe I'll bring you with me. And then finally the lady goes, maybe I'll bring you with me. And the audience,
yay!
And, you know, as soon as they go to break, she goes, get that old bitch away from me.
I don't want her.
She ruined my plug for Bally's.
You know, she was on the Today Show promoting that movie where she plays a nun, and she was on with Katie Couric, who was just back from vacation and looked fantastic. Really looked like rested and fresh, and she was wearing this springy outfit. She really looked as good as I've seen her since that tragedy she went through, and she looked great. And she interviews Rosie O'Donnell. And Rosie O'Donnell, who, you know, obviously too early for her, even though she does, you know, does the show in the morning. Right. And she was wearing, here's Katie wearing this great outfit, looking good next to Rosie, who is puffier than I've ever seen her, wearing one of her Mao Zedong outfits that she wears, you know. And Rosie, it's slow, it's steady, and she's a fat person, but if you'll notice, it's very slow and it's very steady, but she's getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And it's really, at a certain point, you're going to wake up one day and say, man, she was always fat, but now she is fat.
You could probably get her naked and the coach of the Utah Utes naked.
Oh,
and if you just got it from the neck down, you'd say, which is which? I bet you couldn't tell.
Which one of these bodies lives in a hotel?
How weird is that? The guy lives in a suite. He has maid service every day. Has his buddies over. He eats room service every day.
The ultimate lazy man. Never has to make a bed. Never has to clean up after himself.
But Rosie O'Donnell, you mark my words, too much singing.
Sure.
I know that she's got that whole thing going for her, cutie patootie, and I give all my money to charity, and lots of old ladies with blue hair like watching her show. But too much singing. Everything is a song. And she got all these guests that blow.
Right.
Old people who shouldn't be on TV anymore.
I don't watch that show at all anymore. I used to watch it all the time. I don't watch it at all.
Who's that guy that was in Independence Day? Robert, Logia?
Logia, yes.
All right.
Logia.
He's the guest, okay?
Right.
He comes out. He apparently dyed his hair for Independence Day because he's like Phil Donahue hair.
Oh, really? Hi, hi there, Rosie.
He comes out and sits down. And he goes, Rosie, I want to say something. I love you. And she goes, oh. And he goes, can I sing a song for you?
Oh,
goes,
no.
Oh, yes. And then he sings a song. You know, Rosie, Rosie, I love you. I'm thinking, who the frig is watching this besides me? I'm on vacation. At least I've got a reason I'm sitting around on my ass watching this show. But she's going down.
She's going down. That's your, when, give us a timetable.
Before the end of 1998.
Wow, that's a big one.
And furthermore, this is the weekend Titanic does.
Really? You said that. I'd like to point out, you've said that for the last 4 weeks,
Mike,
in a row.
Forget all that. Lost in Space will kick Titanic's ass this weekend.
Could happen.
And to make sure it happens.
So. I hope it happens.
To make sure it happens, we've secured hundreds of tickets for Lost in Space. We have.
Oh.
And we're going to start giving away a ticket a minute on the show tomorrow.
Very good. And we will single-handedly knock Titanic out of the top spot, which Titanic really is starting to surprise me that it's hung on this long. I can't believe how
long it's
hung on.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, with the Oscars, I guess, give it a little bump or something.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Rosie O'Donnell actually calling the show. She heard what you had to say.
Oh, was that a toilet flushing? Hello?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Scott from Portland, Maine here. I got a John Travolta story for you. I think you might find it interesting.
Oh, yeah?
He has a house up here, up in the Bar Harbor area. My uncle owns a satellite system up there, and he's the one that sold him his dish, and he has to service it.
All right.
He gets this emergency phone call at Travolta's satellite down on a Sunday, and Travolta's not happy. Travolta offers up $100 tip. Any tech comes out on Sunday to fix it. So
yeah, he's John Travolta. Why not?
Yeah, he's got the cash. So he shows up. The tech goes out there on a Sunday, gets there, and he had to run all the wires so you couldn't see him. So he was underneath some of the cabinets, some of the china cabinets. He got messing with the wires trying to get his system to work. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, his wife's there, Kelly Lynch, and their son's there running around in his underwear.
Kelly Preston, isn't it?
Kelly Preston, yeah. I'm sorry, correct. Running around in his underwear, just basically, he said there were two people there, and all they were there for is to pick up what the little kid picked off the shelves and threw on the floor. And at one
point, don't begrudge him his movie star life. I don't mind that John Travolta has servants working for him.
Well, mind you get Travolta, who never came out of the bedroom. All he's hearing every 15 minutes is Travolta going,
that's because if he came out of the bedroom, he knew you'd be on our show describing what he was wearing.
That's a good point. So the guy, all he hears from the bedroom is Travolta going, is it fixed yet?
Right. Listen, who can blame John Travolta? I only wish that I was that rich and powerful that I wouldn't have to see people either. Listen, that's my dream.
Well, before
I'll never be able to see that dream.
Well, before it's all said and done, the guy's laying on the floor, the tech, Travolta's kid's standing on him nude, and nobody's doing anything about it. Finally, he has to ask one of the nannies or whatever, would you please, get away from me? And Travolta's one last bellow from the other room, is it fixed yet? And it was finally fixed.
He's a busy man. He doesn't have time to watch his kids.
He left.
He doesn't have time to buy his kids clothes. He's John Travolta, man.
He's a movie star.
He left and he got stiffed. He never got a $100 tip. He never even got a thank you.
Now, that stinks. But if he was offered up the tip and he didn't get the tip, but if, who knows? You didn't. It wasn't you, right? It was your buddy, so you don't even know if the story's true.
No, well.
How old is John Travolta's son?
How old is son?
18, Don.
He's walking around naked.
18. And I don't think an 18-year-old boy should be standing on a satellite repairman naked.
No. I haven't seen his son since I slept with his wife.
All right.
All right, goodbye now.
Thank you, bye-bye.
And he's pleased with that
very
call.
Very proud.
Yes, he is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
I'm a big John Travolta fan. I don't care what kind of backwards religion he stands behind. I don't care the fact that he, flies crazy planes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but after a kid gets accepted to college, he puts something on when the repairman's coming over.
I'm a John Travolta fan.
I saw him in fact on vacation. I was watching a special about him and his jet and it showed him he's got some twin engine deal. I think he's actually got a twin engine jet.
He also has like a Snoopy and the Red Baron plane. I've seen him fly in that plane.
Super into flying. It was some kind of aviating show, and it showed him. And
here he is, Mike. Here's the John Travolta flying that plane. Oh my God!
Denice. All right.
I saw him in Primary Colors. He's the only good thing in that movie.
Wow.
And that movie didn't do too well, did it?
That movie's a stinker.
Not really. Well at all.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie doesn't make Clinton look too great, but it doesn't make him look as bad as I thought it would make him look either.
And that's why nobody's going to see it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You lose on munchies tonight, yo.
Not me. I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the marshmallows, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars. And we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, a whole lot of water, and onions.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they having a good time? Sure. Why not? Feels good. Don and Mike.
Hey, it's hard. We're cutting a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll let you guys know that you mean a lot to my dad. I haven't spent a lot of time with him lately, and we spent the weekend together, and we talked mainly nothing about you and well, the Don and Mike Show.
That sounds like one of those sappy, stupid letters to the cigar magazine that I like making fun of.
Yeah, right. You had those moments when we talked about you guys.
You and your dad were there. Were bonding with the show?
Yeah, we bonded with you guys pretty good. You know, like I said, spent the weekend with them and got to talk about other things, some little boys and stuff like that. But
you talked about little boys?
My little boys.
Oh, your little boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. That's what I heard, too.
I was worried for everyone.
The same thing. You know, this moment, you know, almost took a tremendously ugly turn.
How come you're on the outs with your dad?
Oh, no, we're not on the outs. It's just that there's probably about the last month or so we haven't spent a lot of time because, my golf game and all that other stuff, but and working and all. We just haven't been able to see each other a bunch. But we were able to take in an air show this weekend, about 100 miles away from where we were.
Ah, that's living.
Yeah. And anyway, like I said, we just, every time we get a chance to talk, we always ask each other, hey, did you hear the Don and Mike Show yesterday? Or,
well, that's cool. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And can I give a shout-out to him?
To your dad?
Yeah.
All right,
sure listen. I hope he is.
To your daddy?
Yeah, my daddy.
What's your pappy's name?
His name is Tyrus Cobb.
Tyrus Cobb?
Yeah.
Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Radio God.
Yes, hello.
This is a female from Washington, D.C., calling in response to the preemie who just called regarding the peas.
Oh, right, yeah, right. The preemie baby who called to say that women who are hot eat peas, yes.
Right. I hate peas, and I love performing Monica's.
Ah.
Really, do you?
Absolutely.
Really?
How good would you think you are at performing Monica's?
Well, doesn't every man say you're the best they've ever had?
What's your favorite vegetable?
I prefer cucumbers.
Right, a nice cuke.
You probably prefer root vegetables, right?
Are you a married gal?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
So many Monicas to give before that special guy comes along.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who cares? No, for the purpose of discussion.
And fantasy.
I would say, I've been told, remember that girl from the Beastmaster? Redhead?
You've got me there. How many Monicas would you estimate on an average week you give out?
I would say...
give out like candy, like Easter candy.
Yeah.
Probably...
Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe three?
Three a week. Three or four, all to the same guy or to different lucky fellas?
At this point, to the same person.
Same person. You're involved with another individual who gets your favors.
This is true.
Wow, imagine that. All those treats.
Three a week.
Most in 1 week. Lousy, would you? How many? What's the most you've given in 1 week?
While we're at it.
Oh, probably I would say five.
Five in a week. And do you...
Good question from the seasoned journalist.
Do you always... see it to the end?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm not selfish.
And, no, I'm not going to.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just, you proceed, Don. I'm going to figure out a nice way to ask this question.
When's the last time you gave one?
Got it.
Okay.
Hold on. I'd like my answer first.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
When's the last time you delivered one?
I believe that would be Friday.
Friday? So you go on 3 whole days without it. What's wrong?
I don't know.
And when you're done, is all the evidence destroyed?
Absolutely.
That's what I was trying to ask when I asked her if she was.
Not a nice way to ask. Just a little light bulb went off.
Number of recipients in your busiest week.
What, Buzz, you're not getting any or something? Normally, you don't,
no,
you don't participate in these discussions.
No, that's true, but you took a special interest in this one.
Probably two.
Two.
Not a slut.
Two. So one guy got three and the other guy got two. Or maybe one guy got one and the other guy got four.
But you're not a slut.
No, I'm not a slut.
No. Not much. All right.
That was on chance.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now she can go reapply her lipstick.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
But use a spoon. Just want to get every last drop. Hello.
Yeah. I know you guys were talking about marketing before, and the radio station that you play on here in South Carolina is promoting some bumper stickers with you guys, and the ad has these two guys, and I'm not. It might even be you, but it sure doesn't sound like you. Do you do those kind of promotions for the radio station?
We have in the past, and I know we cut something for them a long time ago. But
oh, this is pretty new, and they're playing it all over your show, and these guys just don't sound like you. It's like, hi, I'm Don, and I'm Mike.
Where are you calling from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
You know what I heard about that station, and I don't know if it's true or not. I heard that every time that I say goddamn, that they try to edit it out.
Really?
No.
How could that be?
No.
How could that be? Goddamn.
But they got this tape. These two guys are trying to sound like you, and they don't at all.
Goddamn.
I think you should call them up.
All right, we'll have someone look into it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Right. Bye-bye. Be a tough task after that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, is this Don?
And Mike.
Well, hello, Don. Hello, Mike. Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
I just heard the latest conversation on Monica's and wanted to share an interesting Monica story I had this weekend.
Are you a bad girl, too?
Yes, I was a very bad girl.
Very bad.
It was involving my husband, so I don't know how bad that is.
You can still be a bad girl, be married.
Okay. Well,
you can be as nasty as you want to be.
We were both really sick. Again, had to send the kids out to grandma's house and all that, and I got to feeling much better.
You dropped out of there. You said you were both sick?
We were both sick.
Okay, and it was so sick that you sent the kids to your grandma's.
Yes.
All right, okay.
To their grandma's.
To their grandma's, sick. Right. All right,
okay. And my husband's on some pretty heavy-duty pain medication that wasn't working and wasn't working. I just couldn't stand the pain, so we talked about, a little distraction or something to kind of help with the...
If you don't mind, I hate to keep asking these cumbersome questions, but what was the nature of the illness where he was in pain?
Strep throat and sinus infection. Okay.
Strep throat.
Okay. So not a real injury.
Okay.
No,
a sore throat.
Injury, just a lot of pain.
Pain?
He was in a lot of pain.
With his throat and all.
Mostly his head.
So he got pain medication for his throat?
The sinus infection was turning into a migraine. It's a long, hairy story.
All right.
He's in pain.
Okay.
The pain medicine wasn't working, and the doctor was afraid to give him anything stronger, so we decided to do our own sort of pain medication treatment. And he said it brought the pain. He rates his pain on a scale of 1 to 10, and it brought it down from a 7 to about a 3.
Oh,
in a matter of
If you were a little better, you might be looking at a 2 or a 1 right now.
Well, hey, I'm 31 weeks pregnant, so you do what you have to do.
Oh, gross.
Oh, now that's...
I mean, no, I just like, wow. Oh, boy.
Now, pregnant women can still have fun, too.
I know.
I got my out of the deal, so...
I know.
When it comes to Monica's and all that, a lot of times that's about all that can be done.
Yeah, but still gross. Still gross. You'd have to close your eyes.
Because
what if you look down and there's mommy and baby.
No. He wasn't watching to my stomach, believe me.
He wasn't.
My headache's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't edit anything out.
All right, just asking.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.
We got a little distracted there because we're still thinking about Monica's.
Mm-hmm. But not with pregnant ladies.
I think that in the right situation...
31 weeks?
31 weeks is how many months?
That's like 5, 6 months.
Five,
7
months.
Months. That's a little too big for me. That's what when the belly button becomes an Audi. You know, what if you look down there and that's what you see? Yeah. And you know, on some unconscious level, Junior's down there. You know.
Every man.
I'm not going any further.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've been there.
Cannon Grace.
Yeah, we've been there.
Hello.
I just want to speak to Cannon Grace.
I am sorry, Ken is not available to take your call.
Okay.
All right. Cannon Grace.
Yeah. Hey, Dynamite Show.
How you doing?
Hey, fine.
Crap detector. If that woman given that Monica to a husband who's on codeine or something like that, I don't think he was able to get it up.
Oh, no, you can be on medication and get it up.
He wasn't on
anything that strong. He couldn't get strong medicine. That's why she made up her own medicine, namely the Monica.
Very unfair to bring out the crap detector when a woman's talking about Monicas. There is a time and a place, sir. Even if it's made up, we don't want to know it.
Sure.
Hello. Next thing you say, there's no Easter Bunny. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I'm from California. I live in Virginia now, but I've never heard your program until my fiancé turned me on to it, and I really like it.
Well, thank you. And how often do you take care of your fiancé?
All the time.
Really?
I'm a nympho.
You're a nympho?
I'm a nympho.
Boy, the calls just keep getting better. Do you give him Monicas?
Yes.
How many a day? A day.
Well, it depends on the day. He's a police officer. So
police officer. Get
turn on for a girl. Man in power.
If he's not on duty, and when he gets home, whenever he wants it.
When he got home, have you ever done it while he's wearing his uniform?
Yeah.
Whoa! Wearing his pointy hat. Wearing his Smokey the Bear trooper hat.
I mean, I've done it too, you know, when he's on duty, but nobody's supposed to.
Oh, boy.
Protect
I'm sure he's going to love you saying that.
Good to God, I miss
you
money.
Guys right now somewhere.
Honey, I brought your lunch.
So I just want to tell you guys I like your show, though.
Well, thank you.
And anybody that has anything bad to say, I just think you should.
Is your name Nancy? Then we could call you Nympho Nancy.
No, it's not Nancy.
But you are a nympho.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I love sex. I love anything to do with it.
Anything to do with sex?
Anything.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
How many times have you had straight sex this weekend? Easter weekend, how many times did you have straight sex?
Well, Easter weekend I didn't because it was Easter weekend for the fact of religion reasons.
What? That doesn't make much sense. If you're a nymph, you're a nymph.
Yeah.
It was a holy weekend.
But any other time...
Is that in the Bible?
She took the weekend off.
That was not in the Bible. Here's another question. Are you near your refrigerator?
No. Am I supposed to be?
Is there a refrigerator near where you are standing now?
No.
What are you wearing right now?
Actually, I'm getting ready for work.
So you're getting dressed?
Yeah.
So the question once again is, what are you wearing right now?
Bra and underwear.
Bra and underwear.
Yeah.
Hmm. Listen. Why don't you take your bra off?
You don't have to be at work right away.
Take your bra off and take your underpants off.
I'm standing in front of a mirror, but...
That's okay.
Go ahead.
We can wait. Do it right now.
Okay.
Tell us when you're doing it.
Okay, I'm unsnapping the back of the bra.
The back of the bra?
Yeah, it's just kind of...
And what's happening? Is it draping over your shoulders?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch it on the floor.
Okay, now.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Put your feet together.
Okay.
And now just jump up and down, right in front of the mirror.
And while you're jumping up and down, go,
Just a little more, please.
Come on, please. All right, good. Now, are you naked yet?
Uh-huh.
All right, now. Get down on all fours. Really, come on, get down on all fours.
Okay.
Let me know when you're down on all fours.
Okay. Right. I'm down on all fours.
Bark like a dog. Howl like a dog.
Oh.
And you're naked?
Yeah.
All right, sit up and I'll give you a treat. Yeah, baby.
Smashing, baby.
All ready to go to work now.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Fantastic.
I'm going to get it when he gets home.
Great call.
I bet you are. I bet you are. I bet he is.
Do you have a bed nearby?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Go over and just start jumping on the bed and saying I'm a bad girl.
While you're naked. Please.
Just do that. I mean, you can just get a little more bounce and just say I'm a bad girl.
Please.
I'm jumping on the bed right now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, say it.
I'm a bad girl.
Can't hear you.
I'm a bad girl.
You're a very bad girl. All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Dynamite Joe.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, oh, boy, here you go. This will take the lead right out of your pencils.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
That would be quite as exciting.
No, I guess not.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you guys.
No, you're not sorry. You're not. So there's not a bone in your body that's sorry.
Guys have just gotten their beach towels out all across America.
I know.
Not you. You were dialing. You were dialing because you weren't even paying attention.
I called in at a bad time.
Who cares if there's a naked girl jumping up and down in front of her mirror and jumping up and down in her bed saying she's about, I got a call, Donna Mike.
Yeah, you're dialing while all that's going on.
I first called ever to you guys, and I'm put right behind her.
Vast majority of callers and listeners just listening and enjoying, not you. You pressing that keyboard on your phone.
I'm doing that too.
Now that there's maximum shrinkage.
I'm doing it too, guys.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to know. First of all, I want to thank you for, I've been on vacation all this week, and just want to thank you for a good time listening to you guys. And second, you commented on about 3 weeks ago how you don't get dick from Albuquerque. You don't ever hear from Albuquerque. I'm just kind of wondering, how are our ratings down here? Are we going to keep you guys on here for quite a while? Or
I don't know.
Don't know, huh?
I don't know. I can only judge by the amount of phone calls we get. We don't get a lot of calls from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say this, but
although I'm still getting letters from that that dominatrix. She sent us a package.
Hi, the dominatrix.
She sent us a package that includes like a catalog full of other dominatrixes.
Dominatrices.
Thank you, Buzz, for the pronunciation.
Good job, Buzz.
With all kinds of different phone numbers. See, there's Mistress Sabrina, Mistress Kara, Mistress Josephine.
Each one lovelier than the next.
Mistress Rachel, Lady Marilyn. And there she is. There's Deborah Miller right there.
Oh, man.
Someday on the show, we'll start calling some of these other S&M girls.
They're fun to call.
Right, but I have no idea how our ratings are on KHTL. Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'm sorry to say this. I was listening to, back then I used to listen to Mark and Brian. And since you guys got...
Instant disqualification.
Yeah, call after the girl that's naked on the bed and then talk about another disc jockey.
That's good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Saltpeter. Hello.
Hello.
Saltpeter. That's when you can't perform, right? Or is it when you can perform?
No, it's a chemical. Let me look it up again. I forgot. But it's used
to discourage sexual desire, yeah.
For dampening the sexual urge.
That I used it the correct way. Hello.
Saltpeter. Hello. Saltpeter.
Honey, great fries. Can I have some saltpeter?
Absolutely. Have as much as you want.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hi, Mike. Hey, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
Waiting for you to pick up the pace.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to, you were talking about Monica's there. Just wanted to know if any of you guys have ever got a Monica from a girl with braces.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I got one time, and talk about shrinkage, she cut me up pretty good.
Oh, God.
But it felt so good, I just let her keep doing it.
Rob, where's the dog sound effect? That's what we need here.
Oh, my God. I don't think I ever have.
I think I did. But I think... Well, I don't think I better talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just clicked in. Wife.
That's not too incriminating.
Wife listening to show. Not good idea to talk about girl with braces and Monica. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me be honest. It was Brett Favre. Brett Favre was giving me a Monica with his braces.
He's had those on for such a long time.
Well, look at his teeth.
Yeah.
We are coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this.
Four, the most accomplished album.
I think they're undisputed masterpieces. Hip to be square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
The Don and Mike Show. course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Fantastical.
So I'm out in the hallway just before we were going to come back on the air.
Yeah.
Dan Rice, super chief engineer,
yeah,
comes around the corner and he gives you that smile. He goes, can I talk to you for a second? And I felt, for a moment there, I felt like I was going into the school teacher's
office. You're
going
to get yelled at, right?
And I had that feeling. And I said, yes, yes, Dan. And he said, when those headphones came on, they were fine. And he's smiling the whole, you know how he does when he smiles the
smiling
whole time?
Would really, see, Dan, well, let me do the station plugs here.
Go right ahead.
Oxnard, Ventura, California, KTRO, Honolulu, Hawaii, KISA, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you for listening on 101.1 KDRE-FM, Big Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, Dan has that way of smiling when he looks at you when he's really not happy, you know, when he's like, can I speak with you? And as soon as he never talks to me like that, like he does to a lot of other people around here.
Our chief engineer is one of those guys who keeps everything bottled up inside.
He's the best chief engineer that I think we all have ever worked with.
True.
He is a great guy.
And I pity the fool who is there when that cork finally pops.
Yeah.
You ever seen a radiator when it's overheated?
Sure.
That's going to be Citizen Dan Rison.
And that frightens me. That scares me a little bit. So when he said that, I immediately ran back into the engineer's office and he says, now, just what, do you hear it in both sides, in both channels? And I said, yes, Dan, they don't sound like the old ones that I have to put together. And I said, Dan, please understand me. I'm not complaining to you. I'm complaining to the manufacturer.
You're talking to somebody else.
So he wants me to actually take the old ones back and do a little comparison check. And everything was fine. But I really thought for a moment there, it's like, can I see you for a second? I thought he was going to go back. And, you know, that one time when he snaps, I was going to be the recipient.
Didn't he snap on Jimmy the intern
when we were
out in California?
I believe he did big time, as a matter of fact.
What happened?
More than once with Jimmy.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Jimmy didn't. They did not get along at all during their entire tenure together.
Jimmy called him a dick or something, right?
That was one time he called him a dick. And then there was another time when they were face to face. They were both here. And it escalated and they yelled at each other. And it was very unhappy. Happy.
This guy's the most gentle creature on God's earth.
Oh, absolutely.
Dan Rison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hurricane in a bottle.
You just think that one time. And I said to him, I said, Dan, this is in no way directed at you. That was just me blowing off a little steam. He's like, I'm not taking it personally. And he looked at, you know how he said that? I'm not taking it personally. So
I know, translated, he is taking it personally.
So I do believe everything is going to be A-OK, but I'm certainly never, ever going to throw anything in this studio again. Never.
We will open up our phones shortly. If there are bosses that want to rat out their secretaries.
Yeah.
That'll be our tribute to Secretary's Day today. Bosses with the worst secretary stories. If we get enough of those, we'll go with those.
All right.
And we're also going to be opening up the phones to take another caller.
Good.
For our real world type thing, the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House giveaway.
With Den Mother Dennis Murphy.
And Susan, who looks like Goldie Hawn with bigger breasts.
That's right. The popular first choice in our dream house.
But I want to share this with you. Something that's just fresh off the fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get our sex music going here.
Nothing I like better than that sex music.
We can't catch any sex diseases from listening to the sex music, can we?
No. That's the good thing about sex music. You'll never catch a sex disease with sex music.
Dear Don and Mike, I have a fantasy. I only feel you can help me fulfill this fantasy. I'm a 26-year-old white female. I am 5'2". I weigh 125. Medium length, blonde hair and brown eyes. Celebrity I've been told I most resemble is Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah.
Little House on the Prairie. I've been listening to your show for a number of years and went through withdrawals when I moved away from Virginia. I used to send you daily faxes in 1989. You had a morning show. I know you've demonstrated an interest in the situation of my fantasy. I would be the best people to turn to for help. I am in a fulfilling relationship with a great man.
Okay.
I've discussed this fantasy with him. We have some slight differences of opinion on how it would happen, but both of us are eager. Let me preface this by saying I'm straight. And I enjoy sex with men. I enjoy poo-moo exercises. And I also enjoy butt love.
Oh, boy.
My fantasy is to find out what it would be like
to be with a woman.
Oh,
there it is.
I find myself aroused when I see episodes of female and female interaction in movies and on TV. I wonder if it's true that women know how to satisfy a woman best and what it feels like. I had an opportunity to experience this, but it was with my boyfriend at the time, my best friend at the time. I didn't want to go through with it because the emotions involved. The woman would have to be somewhat experienced since I have no clue how to do things. I also have to feel safe that she will not develop interest in my boyfriend, allowing him to participate in the adventure.
Boy, a lot of preconditions here.
Yeah. I want a purely sexual experience with no ties and no expectations.
Wow.
Finding someone who would be interested in this is where I have met difficulty. This is where you come in. Help me find someone. I consider myself average in the looks department. I get hit on in bars and such. She would have to be around the same age and looks. Can you help me? I know there's a phone number.
Wow.
All right, with the Dynamite Disco Singers, let's call her.
Boy, I tell you, everybody out there has a lot of needs. And a lot of fantasies that are waiting to come true.
This is one of the letters that we will help out with. Well, what is that?
God.
Hello.
This is very exciting. Because a lot of times we can make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
My phone will start ringing in about 5 seconds.
Hello?
26-year-old blonde. She married her. Was that a boyfriend that she mentioned?
This better not be a fake fax.
Yeah, you know, there's always that possibility, too.
Oh, I'm going to be steamed.
You know, they do that. They do, you know, office pranks. Bunch of guys around a water cooler, you know, going...
Does seem like a letter a guy would write.
Mm-hmm.
Like a letter a guy would enjoy reading. What was that?
I've never heard that sound. Very strange. Warning. Warning.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, danger. I'm the man inside the suit, not the voice.
All right, there's a ring. Perhaps this will work.
Okay.
Her name is Lynn.
That's a fact.
Sound like Ted Turner.
I don't want to pay the anchors at CNN any more money.
All right.
Well, that's a sticky wicket. Perhaps
Dag nabbit.
Don, is there a possibility that there is, in fact, no Lynn at all? That Lynn is a fictitious character?
Possible, Mike.
Well, maybe we'll get a follow-up call and we can find out exactly what's going on.
I keep trying every different line.
But you know something? As you were reading that fax, I did become aware of one thing. That is certainly not an unusual request. No. We have gotten that request many, many times. As a matter of fact, whenever the subject comes up...
We break in. That's breaking news on our show.
And it's like floodgates open when we bring that up, because all the other folks that want to do the same thing, married couples where the woman says, I wouldn't mind being with a woman.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, okay.
Oh, God. All right.
Bummer.
Think we're being goofed on. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad that there is no Lynn.
And right when you were going to ask Ben to clean our couches in our office.
Yeah, I told Ben to clean the couches in the office because I put down a hamburger yesterday and had to retrieve it right away, and I saw something there that, well, it didn't prohibit me from eating the rest of the hamburger, but I got it away quickly.
Oh. Did your hamburger taste like copper?
It had a strange coppery taste, did it?
Hello? Hello? Is this the lady? Hello?
Hello, Don Mike.
It sure ain't the lady. I hope it's not the lady. This isn't Lynn, is it? Hello?
Hey, do I got Don and Mike?
That's a weird-sounding phone that you're on, sir. What kind of phone are you on?
Over. Roger.
I would have to say, I scrubbed my nuts.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's somebody who's recorded the guy from Tower Records.
That's true.
Oh. Oh. Hey, I got it. Okay.
Is that what we're hearing?
The phone call we took about an hour ago.
That's the laugh. And he's sampling that right now?
Yeah. Oh, no. Is there a chance I can get those WWF tickets?
That's the guy that called and wanted the charity. The guy that was the second shift worker.
That's true.
We have done this to so many people, and he's doing it to us. I love it.
Pretty good.
Huh?
Oh, that was you, Mike. That was you right there.
Sampled a number of people.
Right. Gotcha. God. Oh, got me there.
Oh, hold on. I got another number for the girl. Charlie, was this on the page the whole time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it was. Were you calling that bottom number?
Yeah. What's the... Hold on. I can't hear you. What?
That bottom number?
Yeah.
That is the fax machine out front.
Oh.
You understand what I was doing?
You were calling our own fax machine?
On the bottom it says to Don and Mike, and it has a number.
Right.
So that's the number of the fax machine out in the lobby.
That's correct.
See, I was so excited, didn't read the last line. I get hit on in bars and such. She'd have to be around the same age and looks. Could you help me? My phone number is.
Oh.
And then there's a phone number.
Oh. Okay, let's try again.
So that was my bad.
W-F.
What?
W-F. All right.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't know why I love that. I shouldn't love that, but I do. Okay. All right, we are going to... Now, this is the Holy Grail. Now we are going to make contact with young
now
men.
Now we get through. Here we go. Hello?
Odd sound again. That is... Now it's ringing.
Hello? Oh, I dialed the wrong number again.
CBS Radio, WJFK.
There you go.
You did it on purpose that time, though, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do it the last time on purpose?
Mm-mm. I got it this time.
Hello?
Yes, is this Lynn?
Yes.
Ah,
Lynn, yay. Or whatever your real name is. This is Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi, we're doing the show right now.
Okay, I've been listening.
Good.
I'm, like, totally shaking because of hearing y'all read about on the
See,
air.
I got very confused because when you wrote to Donna Mike, and the fax number on the bottom was not the fax number we use with our show.
Right.
So I was calling the number right out front.
You thought that was her number.
Yeah, I was so excited to call.
And we got through. The good thing is that there is a Lynn. There is a real Lynn, and you want to engage in a fantasy.
Yes.
Well, hold on. I put my sexy disco music away.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just to hold on a second, Lynn, while Don fires up the sex music.
I was so sure that we were being goofed on.
No, not being goofed on.
Yeah, baby.
Did we establish whether you're married or that's a boyfriend?
It's a boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend, baby. Yeah, baby. Hold on, this isn't sex music.
That's heavy sex music.
Not bad, though.
Wait a minute. Number two.
Number two?
Cut number two. There you go. Sex music. No, that's not sex music either.
That's definitely not sex music. Well, it's getting sexy.
Where is the sex music? All right, let me try cut number three again.
Sometimes you just can't get the sex music.
I'm having all kinds of problems.
Was it me throwing the headphones that kind of threw you for a loop today?
I believe I've recovered from that.
Good, I'm glad.
I'll have night terrors about it, though.
I know I frightened everybody in the room, and I still feel bad about that.
Okay, now we're going. Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
So, you really were serious with that letter?
Very serious.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does your boyfriend feel at all a little... inadequate with all this going on?
No. He's very intrigued by it.
He's the luckiest man alive. His girlfriend wants to bring another girl into their bedroom.
That's right.
With no strings attached.
No strings.
Just to have sex.
Yep.
Now, reading the letter, I didn't really get this from you. When the other woman comes into the bedroom, do you want that woman just for yourself, or do you want that woman also to engage in fun with your boyfriend?
Primarily for myself, but he can have some fun, too.
He can have some fun. Can he have as much fun as he wants?
Borderline.
Borderline.
That's rather selfish, don't you think?
Very selfish.
So you mean he can watch?
Uh-huh.
Can he touch?
Yes.
Can he...
You just don't want him... doing that, right?
Right.
Right.
What if things
like
got...
it matters if they're doing everything else. Why is that? Why would you hold out on that?
It's a cross of a border that I wouldn't want to go there.
Well, you know, but you're getting all the fun.
But it's my fantasy.
All right. Okay, we're just trying to figure out where your boyfriend stands at all this. So he's okay with just limited access?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With his limited access, would you allow him to achieve satisfaction?
Yes.
Okay.
But I believe if I can be clinical, as they say on Monday Night Football,
right.
Dan Dierdorf says, hey, the 49ers aren't getting too much penetration.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So he will not be allowed to penetrate the defensive line.
Exactly.
Rush the quarterback.
And he is the kind of giving person that says that's A-okay.
He said this would be cool.
Right. Of course, he's a man. He said that would be cool.
Well, I'm sure he's going to get pleasure out of it, too.
Yeah. They come a little too anxious. Yeah. Hey, sounds like a great deal to me. Unless it was with Sheriff Karen, of course.
Then it would be out.
Then it would be evil and awful, Don, and you wouldn't have anything to do with it.
That would be bad. Well, listen, Lynn, you mentioned in your letter here that you are average in the looks department. We have to know more than just that. We need to know of course, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, you wrote that. How about the rest of you? Describe yourself.
I'm 5'2". I weigh about 125 pounds. Measurements are 36, 28, 38.
Yeah, baby.
Average build. I mean, I'm not fat. I'm not skinny. I'm
You sound like
nice
you're a very attractive woman.
I try to be.
And you write here that you are into the humu exercises, and you're also into butt love, huh?
I love the humu exercises. Love that. And I tried to call in when y'all were talking about that one day, and you said that not too many women do, but I'm one that I thoroughly enjoy it.
Right. You're a bad girl. I can tell that already. Now,
I try to be good at being bad, though.
You're going to leave it up to me and Mike to pick a woman for you, right?
Yes.
Now, the woman you're looking for, are you looking for a woman who is strictly a lesbian or perhaps a bisexual?
Just as long as she wouldn't want to be interested in my boyfriend.
Now, how butch do you want your partner to be? Because I know...
No butch.
I know that that gal, the lesbian with the jean jacket...
The white denim jacket.
She's like the Dennis Murphy of the lesbian set. She's probably already... heard it, even if she's not listening to the radio, and she's going to be calling us shortly.
A lot of lesbians, though, would not want to be involved if there was a guy involved in any way.
Right.
You know? But there are some lesbians who would say, yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
Just to have a new experience with a person that's never gone there.
With a virgin.
Well, you're a virgin when it comes to women.
Right.
Do you think it worked like this for Charlie Stossel?
I have no idea.
But Charlie Stossel's ex-wife was actually calling radio shows trying to get the fantasy.
So, would you be willing to have the experiment in our office?
I'd probably prefer it to be a little bit more private.
Well, have you heard when we've had people use our office before?
Yeah, I have heard your office used before.
We offer privacy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Relative privacy.
Yeah.
No one will be in there looking at you or talking to you.
All right. I'm
going to go out and get some Scotch Guard today.
It would be interesting, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. So that idea is not totally unappealing to you?
It's not totally unappealing.
Okay, and when would you like to do this? How about tomorrow?
I don't know if he'd be able to get off from work tomorrow.
Sure he would.
I bet he would. I bet he could call in sick.
He works for the government. It's not that
like
easy.
That'll slow him down. Called in sick and thought my dream came true today. I can't come into the office.
Are you amazed at how quickly things work on this show, Lynn?
I'm very amazed at how quickly things work on this show.
We hate to wait.
And you know something? We're so sure you'll have a proper partner that we haven't even lined the partner up yet, and we're already booking you for tomorrow.
However, there are women who are calling.
Yep.
You want to meet some of these women?
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe you'll like the first woman right out of the chute.
Absolutely, and you'll want to run to our office.
Here is Dawn, age 27, only Maryland, says she's interested in the same fantasy. Oh, we got good sex music going now.
Yeah.
Another love like mine.
You'll never find
do,
the way I do.
Sex music. Hello, Dawn.
Yeah?
Dawn, say hello to Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Dawn. How are you? Fine. My heart is pounding. This is the first time I've ever called a radio station before. Mine's pounding pretty hard right now, too. Well, I'm not...
Mine, too.
Listen to this. Heart's pounding.
Well, I'm not necessarily calling to fulfill Lynn's request, although, I don't know, maybe something would happen, but... I mean, I have a boyfriend, too, and my...
Oh, my God, you mean you want the same thing?
Yes. Well, I've been wanting the same thing for a long time.
I knew it.
But let me tell you what.
Now it's happening.
Hoover Dam is broken.
Lynn has to be happy.
We need a dike.
Absolutely.
Somebody has to put their finger in the dike.
No. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Lynn, you might agree with me that, you know, we'd rather have somebody kind of feminine and, you know, it's the woman thing.
All right,
yeah,
so
much
Dawn,
more feminine.
Dawn, but, you want the same setup as Lynn.
Yeah, exactly. But it is so hard to find just a single female that
will just have sex.
That's very good.
Every guy in our audience is saying that right now.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Finding a single woman to have sex with.
Well, I mean, because of the boyfriend factor, I want my boyfriend to be there too. But
this strange other person might feel intimidated by that.
Well, yeah. It's also difficult to, you know, you're basically, you know, in Lynn's letter, she's looking for a woman to have strictly a sexual experience.
Exactly.
And that, you know, as many men have found out for years, is not necessarily the easiest thing to find.
Let me ask you, Dawn.
Yeah.
How would you feel about the friendly confines of our office?
I don't know about that.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd be able to relax.
I think you would be. We're up on the second floor.
Of course you're going to say that.
Nice big office, big couches, luxurious carpeting.
With windows.
Television, we get all the channels, 4, 5, 7, 9.
Fantastic.
We got some cigars up there.
There's even a humidor up there, so if you'd like to have a nice smoke afterwards.
You know, that pretty much is the only way that we are able to work as the middleman in these relationships. Was that you have to go up and have the experiment during the show, and then we talk to you before and after.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, what about the boyfriend?
Him, too. Yeah, now it sounds to me like you're interested in Lynn, Dawn. A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah,
come on.
When I was on hold waiting to get through to you guys, I heard her describe herself and everything, and she sounds very attractive.
Well, then, wait a minute. What about if just the two of you got together?
We left the boyfriends at home.
No.
You two alone on our flesh-colored couches to describe to each other exactly what you've been thinking about all those years.
Sure, it's a little more dangerous than your original ideas, but, you know, danger can be sexy.
Danger is my middle name.
Yeah, well, unless you're risking to lose the one you love.
Well, I mean, you just have to run it by the boyfriend.
He won't go for it.
Who's that, Dawn?
I don't want to,
Dawn, why did you call?
Dawn called because she had some lesbian tendencies, and they almost came out there.
That's right.
And now they've run back inside.
Well, I just called to see if Lynn was having the same problem as I have of finding just a single female that's willing to come into the situation. You know what I mean?
But I think, Dawn, there's a deeper reason why you called. I think that perhaps deep down inside, you just want to have that fantasy fulfilled.
Of course.
Right. We're here to help. Because we don't want to wait.
You know, you could have the boyfriends having a cup of coffee down around the corner.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't drink coffee. No, this is something that we want to do together. That we want to experience
together.
Okay, I
understand. All right,
well then.
Although my boyfriend keeps on saying he'd just sit back and watch.
Of course.
My boyfriend would be satisfied, I think, with that the first time.
It'll be tremendously awkward, but interesting.
How about if your two boyfriends went upstairs and watched you two?
Together, having a Coke.
Now, you couldn't argue with that. They'd both be there. They'd both watch.
Yeah.
You'd be able to experiment.
Oh, now,
who said yeah in the background?
My boyfriend.
Oh, put him on.
Hold on for a sec.
Which boyfriend was that?
That's Lynn's boyfriend.
Okay, Lynn's boyfriend. Yeah, baby.
It's getting more interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Very, very interesting.
But who tells me these guys would go for that?
Something tells me that volumes just went up around the listening area, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this the boyfriend?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
How you doing?
So you wouldn't mind just watching?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, good. And you wouldn't feel uncomfortable if there was another hairy guy sitting next to you watching?
As long as he's watching with me. He can, you know, I'm not going to sit here and have him be interactive while I'm just sitting there watching them.
So if both of you guys were sitting there watching, it would be fine.
Oh, yeah. If we were just hanging out and watching them two go at it, it'd be fine.
Yeah. That sounds like a good deal to me.
And that's the lady that called in that had a little trepidation there.
Maybe this is the boyfriend of Lynn, lady that wrote the letter.
Is this Lynn's boyfriend?
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, Dawn, it looks like everything's a go.
Hmm. Well, I'd have to ask my boyfriend.
How do you think he'd feel about it?
I think he'd go for it.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll call him up.
I don't know about that. I don't know if he would want to get this phone call where he is. He's at work.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you call him?
Why don't I call him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call him.
Yeah, just ask him and tell him exactly what's involved. It's good, clean American fun.
Tomorrow. And tomorrow, Lynn and Dawn can wrestle while the boyfriends watch.
Sure.
And then you can come downstairs and tell us if you liked it or not.
We share the experiences. You know, you come down there, we ask the boyfriends, we ask you guys, and we get a full report as to how it was.
That sounds really interesting.
Who was that, Lynn?
No, that's Dawn.
Oh, Dawn. Okay. Dawn, why don't you call him right now? Not on the radio. Call him up.
Call him up.
Call him up.
All right, I'll call him.
Okay, good. Hold on.
And I'll call you guys back.
Hold on. No, we'll get your number.
We'll call you back.
Okay, you can call me back.
Okay, and Lynn and boyfriend? Are you got or boyfriend? Boyfriend?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, hold the line, please. Hey, are you a go on this for tomorrow, boyfriend?
Possibly. I could try. I usually get off work about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, good.
All right, next one.
Good. Yeah, anytime between 3 and 7.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, the ladies have their fun and the boys just sit by and watch.
Yeah, we'll get you some hot chocolate or something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, hold on there.
Hi, day.
Both of you guys, hold on.
All right.
Hold on a second.
And, you know, I think that Lynn and her boyfriend are a definite go, and if Dawn and her boyfriend don't pan out, I believe there are a few takers in back of her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have more women calling in who want to be the third party.
Of course.
So we'll give Dawn the chance during the commercial set to call her boyfriend, and if he doesn't want to go, then we'll just, you know, toss them aside and throw somebody else out. We will be glad we came to work today, aren't you?
Oh, wow. This is the Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with a tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
They say the word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Pull it. Click, 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 click.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
With who, Don and Mike?
Right.
How did I get on the air with Don and Mike?
Don't.
Another show.
Well, hey, yoke's on you, isn't it?
Yeah, I must be. I wanted tickets to James Taylor.
James Taylor, he's a pussy. What station are you listening to?
He's just a bald pussy. But he still sings good.
What do you do, listening to a bad station that would give away...
I've been listening to a bad station. Shoot me.
Oh, I wish. I wish. I'd shoot you right between the eyes.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to me.
Sure I would. You're listening to some bad station?
I was flipping.
There's only one station to listen to in the afternoon.
In the afternoon?
You're very bad.
No, I like it in the morning.
You're very bad. You're a bad woman.
Oh, shoot me.
You're an evil woman. Again, as I said, if I had a gun, maybe I'd put it in your mouth.
No!
I have other things to go in my mouth.
Well, I bet you do.
Yeah, well, we're right in the middle of that, and you're interrupting
me. Oh, did I miss it? Damn, maybe I need to turn on the radio.
Right. Okay, James Taylor. See you later.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Damn, that traffic jam. How I hate to be late. I hate James Taylor. He sucks.
Really?
Yeah, not just because she called. I mean, he sucks. He made good records about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, he really does suck, though.
I think Carly Simon really sucked the talent out of James Taylor, and I know exactly where she is.
So to speak.
I know exactly where the nozzle is. Hello?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Is there any more news on that football player? Who's that guy, that something white...
Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie White.
What about him?
Is there anything else going on with it?
Other than being called by God to play in the NFL for another season?
No, isn't he supposed to have a press conference or something?
He did, but he didn't say anything good like he did in his last press conference.
You're kidding me.
No, he didn't say anything. He didn't insult anybody.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry all about right. that.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Tracy. And I'm calling about Don and Lynn, who you just had on the phone.
Yeah.
I live in Sacramento, and I'm just coming home from Reno. I'm on my mobile. My boyfriend and I do that quite often.
Really?
And he's a musician,
And,
of course he is.
Huh?
Of course he's a musician.
Of course he is, huh?
I bet he's the drummer.
No, he's lead guitar player. Well. They're laying down tracks right now anyway at his house. That's why I left.
I thought he was laying down.
We lay down a few tracks once in a while.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, you have to turn my radio off. I can't hear myself.
Right there.
Anyway, what I want to explain...
Playing rubber today. Burning out.
You guys want to hear how we do it?
Great track, Don.
How you do what?
How we get our women.
Well, we get ours through a radio show. How do you get yours?
Well, actually, we let... He picks. I got one in the grocery store, though, yesterday. I got her phone number, and she'll come over for us. But I allow him to do whatever he wants.
This is a woman that you just want to have sex with? No strings attached?
No strings attached. And my man's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Just completely open lifestyle.
And I watch. Oh, he loves it. We're in love.
While your husband does it with another woman?
He's not my husband.
Or your boyfriend?
He's my boyfriend.
Does he look like rocker Tommy Lee? I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't. Not
rocker.
At all.
Jailed rocker. Jailed troubled rocker. Yeah.
Huh? Anyway, I was wondering if you guys could call him. He listens to the Don and Mike show, and I keep saying, I want to call him. He's like, you'll stay on hold forever. You'll never get to talk to him.
Right. Why would we want to call him?
Well, to verify what I'm telling you. He's sitting there with his band members right now.
I believe you.
Oh, you do?
Does everybody else believe that this room is such a trap that she brings other women into the bedroom and lets her husband do her while she washes? Boyfriend?
I believe it.
I believe it.
She sounds so open-minded.
I have a safety worker walking up to me right now. I hope he doesn't tell me to move.
I think you probably should have a safety worker with you at all times.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
What kind of a safety worker?
Oh, I pulled off the freeway because I didn't want to lose... I'm on my mobile.
Ma'am, I'm the sex safety worker. Just want to make sure that you're practicing safe sex with rocker Tommy Lee.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. You didn't ask what she looked like. She might be a heifer.
That last girl?
Yeah, Don, the one that's...
Well, who cares if she's a heifer?
We never did get to the celebrity she most resembled. We didn't have time, but we can get to that if her boyfriend gives the thumbs up.
Yeah, but even if she's kind of beefy, even if she's kind of Rosie O'Donnell-like.
Yeah, Lynn had said that, she wants somebody who resembles her in a way.
Yeah, all right, so maybe a heifer wouldn't work.
That's right, a little super heifer.
Don't you need to check out cycle phases, too?
Cycle phases?
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah. What are you talking about, down there?
Too much thinking.
For God's sake.
Oh God.
Tacky.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We'll give him the white glove test, okay?
Oh, God.
Like
the moving man.
They passed our white glove test.
You come in with white gloves.
I'm not wearing the white gloves. Rob A can wear the white gloves.
It's time for Rob A's white glove test.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Bueno Arbusta.
Bueno Arbusto.
Buzz, that look always tells me that we've gone into those waters.
Hit gold. Good bit going. We got a good bit going, and Buzz doesn't like it.
Hey, look.
What?
I need to tell you a story.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to tell you a story, too.
Wait, first.
It's about a disc jockey who takes all kinds of calls on his show, of those people get hung up on.
There you go, and you win.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's Ann the Lesbian.
Ann the Lesbian.
As predicted, Ann has called in.
Yes, I told you, she's the Dennis Murphy of the lesbian set.
And I'd like to take issue with being likened to Dennis Murphy, wonderful person, though, that he is.
Ann, I meant that as a compliment.
I don't know. I mean, I don't somehow think being compared to a sweaty, one-handed guy with a speech impediment is...
Let me explain. You were compared to Dennis Murphy based on your loyalty to the program, your entertainment value to the program, and the fact that you always call in when we need you to.
And you owe Dennis Murphy an apology.
Why, is he not sweaty?
I'm not saying that nothing you said is not true, but apologize to Dennis.
Well, I'd like to clarify to people that I'm not butch, and I'm not sweaty, one-handed.
Hold on, I don't... You might not be sweaty, but Hey, don't you think she's kind of butch?
I'm not butch.
Haven't we described you as butch before?
Okay.
You were. She was with, originally on that bus trip, I think another trip down to Ocean City, right?
Right.
With a very butch woman, right?
And, yeah, that was my girlfriend.
And you were standing next to her, perhaps not as butch as she was, but I think you wouldn't also qualify as a lipstick lesbian either, would you?
Yes, I would.
Oh.
And I'm an expert on the thing, because I've worked in about...
Well, you must have had a makeover or something.
I tell you, on a 1 to 10 scale of butchness...
Yeah.
I am really close to the bottom. I'm not a 10. A 10 femme is a straight woman.
Yeah. Anne, settle down. You sound so upset. Settle down.
Well, I just a little teeny bit offended.
Oh, because of Dennis. It was a compliment. Jeez.
Okay.
On this show? Are you kidding? You're offended by something on this show?
Well, I don't know. One of the sports junkies one time said I look like Roseanne Barr. I'm just getting sensitive.
Anne, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we are crazy about Dennis Murphy on this show. He has been on this show for 15 years.
So he's a pain in the ass, I'll give you that. But he's loyal.
Absolutely. We love Dennis Murphy on this show.
And I think you're loyal, too, and I think you're kind of butch, even if you don't want to admit it. You are a little bit. Come on, you know it.
I'm butcher than a straight woman. I'll give you that much.
Butcher, and you know, perhaps you are, you know, as far as on appearances, you're more of a lipstick lesbian, but you are just, and I don't want to offend you, you are just a tad aggressive. Would that be accurate?
Well, let me tell you how we describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Femme in the streets, butch in the sheets.
Oh,
Okay. I gotcha.
All right.
And listen, I bet you can get as sweaty as Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
I know that God blessed you with two working hands, but I bet you could work up a sweat.
In a good way.
All right.
All right, Ann.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you, Ann.
Bye-bye, Ann.
Bye-bye. Will Ann take the Rob Bay white glove test?
Mike Show.
Hey, Bondy.
I have to be a catcher's mitt. Don't get mad, Ann. That's a joke.
It's a little joke.
Just kidding. Hello.
I'm Butch.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, very nice.
I know you are. Hello.
Hello.
It's funny how this show goes.
Yeah.
People who call all the time, they really love it. Then every once in a while, something runs the wrong way.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's Texas. I don't want to speak out there, Buzz. I don't want to play no name game. Don't want to play no who done who or anything like that. I want to speak out there, Buzz.
Yes, Hank Hill.
He's here, sir. Oh, this guy's like Boomhauer.
Tell you what, Buzz. I come in over there, even my wife been listening to you on that damn radio.
Yeah.
My pickup seat was moist. I can't even get through the pasture without all the bull staring at my damn pickup now.
Man has a complaint about his upholstery.
Is this Jorge working on a new bit?
No, I don't want. I don't even like that little faggot Jorge. I tell you what,
could this be? I think it is.
I can't do nothing with her.
No, you're doing a bit. This is Jorge.
This has got to be Jorge.
This is not Jorge. This is Tex. I live right down in Austin.
Your name ain't Tex.
I don't like Tex as much as Jorge.
You don't like Tex as much as Jorge.
No, your name is not Tex either.
My name is Tex. That's what my daddy always called me.
But unfortunately, we'll never speak to Jorge, who had his tearful farewell earlier on the show.
John and Mike has been great. We have the character of Jorge on the show the last couple of weeks.
Thanks so much. I'd like to say love to my fans. Gotta say howdy to everybody, and so long.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tech/Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
No, this ain't Jorge, by God.
Yeah, okay. You're doing the impression of the guy from King of the Hill. Hello. Who's this? Is this Lynn?
Yes.
Here she is. Lynn has been faithfully waiting.
Yes.
Do we have an answer from Dawn?
And is Dawn's boyfriend's name Tony Orlando?
Let's find out now. Charlie Broyhill, did Dawn call her boyfriend during the commercial set?
To get permission to have her boyfriend sit and watch. And, you know, the more I think about it, if he has time to think about it, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. Right. You want to, okay, more timpani. Here we go. Here's our producer, Charles Broyhill. Charlie Broyhill, hi.
Hi.
What's the story with Dawn?
She was calling her boyfriend, and I have not checked back with her yet.
Lynn.
Yes.
Lynn, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If Dawn and her boyfriend can't come through, will you trust us to find you a third party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
That's a positive response. Are you still as enthusiastic as when you sent the fax, Lynn?
A wee bit nervous.
Oh, a wee bit nervous.
That's all right. Nervous is fun.
Good. Tomorrow looking good for you?
Yes.
How about this? How about this? You and your boyfriend show up tomorrow, and we'll find a girl for you.
Absolutely.
Just know that when you arrive here, there will be someone here for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Because then we can just move on with the show, and as the women call in, we'll find just
the perfect woman.
And hopefully it'll be one of those little couple situations where, you know, the two boys can enjoy a soft drink together as you two get to know each other.
Now, before she calls back again, did you hear Anne?
Yes.
Who thinks she's not very butch?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in her? Because I know she'll call back.
What did she look like?
She's attractive.
She looks attractive, like blonde. Yes. Yeah. You know the comic strip character Nancy?
Oh, no.
You know Nancy.
She's calling back now. She's on the phone right now.
Not sure I'd want to go there, guys.
You wouldn't want to go there.
All right. I was just asking. All right. Hold on, Lynn. What time can you and your boyfriend make it down tomorrow?
Probably after 5.
After 5. All right. We'll let you hook everything up with Charles Broyhill. And we promise you tomorrow for the big experiment that we will have a third party for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello, Anne, and I hope you're enjoying the show.
Anne, just a joke. Love you, Anne. All right, now here's Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hi.
Dawn, did you run this by your old man?
I couldn't get a hold of him. I called and let the phone ring forever, and he didn't answer.
Oh. Well, Dawn, I've got to ask you for a decision now. We got a show that we have to put on.
That's right. And what we're asking you to do, of course, is make the decision and then sell it to your boyfriend.
Well, I could probably do that, but I have a huge problem being able to come in tomorrow.
Really? What's that problem, Dawn?
The problem is work.
Pesky work.
Never heard of a sick day?
Yeah, no. My sick day was today.
A mental health day? That's exactly what it would be.
Oh, yeah, I know. But right. I have a meeting tomorrow, and tomorrow is definitely out of the question.
All right, Dawn. Adieu.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Good luck pursuing your fantasy. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Okay, if I can't, and when I can get my boyfriend to commit to a time and date, then can I call you to help me find somebody?
Call back, and if we have any room, we'll be glad to help you.
Okay, great.
Because you never know. Sometimes we get real full up. We get backed up.
Absolutely. But for now, goodbye forever.
All right. Thanks, Don and Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Two farewells in one day.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm Tanya, and I'm a secretary in Rockville, and today's Secretary's Day.
Oh, you know what? We're all over the road here. Okay, Tanya.
Uh-huh.
We're ready to talk to you about secretary. Hey, Tanya.
I thought we were talking to bosses about secretaries.
Well, guess what my boss gave me?
What?
Some jelly.
Jelly?
Here's some jelly for you. You've been such a good secretary to me, I'm giving you a big vat of jelly.
It was a petroleum jelly, wasn't it?
It was three little separate jars of preserved jelly.
Oh,
gourmet jelly.
You're a good secretary. Eat some jelly.
Thanks so much for all your help being my secretary. Taking my messages and all. Enjoy your preserves.
Good jelly. Mr. Clean. All right, thank you, Tanya.
I've got apple rum walnut jelly.
Ooh, apple rum walnut jelly. That's a fancy jelly. All you need is grape.
You ever thought about girls, Tanya?
Well, since you've had the show on, I've been thinking about it a lot. But I'm married, and I think I'm pretty happy the way I am.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
All right, our lines will stay open here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to find a third party to help out Lynn and her boyfriend right here tomorrow in our studios.
You know who you are.
Or rather, in our office upstairs. You come in before and after. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Arthur, what are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
Heard about the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? If somebody farts in the Xerox room, I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear?
Hearing.
Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll put in that good ear.
Nice to have you.
Hey. Hey, Chihuahua.
The Don and Mike Show. Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don't get high. I just want to say, I feel bad for any guy
that's losing his hair that would resort to those commercials that they ran endlessly during the Chicago Bulls game yesterday?
Rogaine commercials?
No, not Rogaine. I don't mind those.
Hair transplant?
Coach of the Packers and that guy from the Utah Jazz.
Right.
This is a product, and they come back. I don't know what advertising agency came up with this or what they have to say legally.
Right.
It's a picture of his pill, and a guy in a real serious voice says, "Are you losing your hair? Try taking these pills." 80% of the men that tried them lost no additional hair. So right away, I think, well, that means 20% of the guys did lose some hair.
Yeah. Yeah, and the 80% that, you know, are taking a pill because they're bald already, what the hell does it matter?
Right. Then they say 66% of men actually grew new hair.
Mm-hmm.
2% of men suffered sexual problems.
So they have to, you see, they have to come out and say that when they're advertising.
And then they say, and if you're a pregnant woman, don't touch the tablet. And if the tablet becomes broken and you touch it, birth defects for your unborn child.
Nasty stuff.
And then after that, they put a big 1-800 number.
Yeah.
Weird. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
Weird. I can't imagine. If you give a guy a choice of, listen, here's a pill that can grow hair.
Right.
First off, there's a 20% chance you're going to lose some hair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's a 2% chance that your Willy Wonker's not going to work anymore.
And if your wife happens to be pregnant and touches, you know, your medicine for your hair loss.
Hello, Corky.
Man.
And they ran that commercial yesterday. It seemed like during every commercial break. And the more that they ran it, the louder the message came with all the negatives from this product. And I guess that legally by law, they have to say all of the bad stuff.
Yeah, the drug companies have to tell you if there are any side effects. You know, diarrhea could result. But
no, but no, and they're not even doing it in one of those hushed tone deliveries.
Right.
The guy's real upfront about this.
Yeah.
And 2% of men suffered sexual problems. If you're pregnant, don't touch the tablets.
Right.
Touching an open tablet can lead to birth defects.
Honey, I've got great news. I am impotent, but I've got a wonderful head of hair.
Right. Perfect.
What?
Exactly. All right. I'm sure someone will call about the product.
Right.
I'd like to know. Well, I'm not thinking about taking it because I'm resolved to my hair the way that I am.
You're doing that thing where you cut your hair really super short and it's really not noticeable.
But I'd like to know, you know, what's the 2%?
Right.
What's the 2%? What does it do? Does it make you so that you can't do it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk to the guy that's willing to roll the dice on that. The guy that thinks that having hair is more important than boning. Because there's nothing more important than boning.
Yeah. Look at Bruce Willis. I'm sure he gets some. You know, look at Demi. He's a bald guy. You know, I bet he would never do that, risking impotence. It'd be more important for him to say, you know, I want to be at attention.
Attention. Attention, Nils. Nils, okay, number two. Speaking of sex, if I took those types of pills, I would imagine I wouldn't have any interest in watching a good old-fashioned adults-only movie on the opportunities when my wife's not around.
Right.
And I had that opportunity yesterday.
Oh.
We were together, of course, the whole family all weekend.
Adults only.
Until Sunday night came.
What did you call it? An adults only movie.
Right.
There you go.
Well, kids shouldn't be watching the stuff I was watching yesterday. So my wife and my son left, and I got to spend last night down at the beach by myself, and I came back this morning. So last night, about 5 o'clock, about a half hour until the Bulls come on.
Sure.
Flipping around, I get to the channels. You know the channels.
Yeah, the good channels.
Right.
Channels where you have to, like, pop in your special number to get them on there or order them. You have to order them, right?
Yes, you do. You have to push the menu, and then it says, are you sure you want to make this program? Oh, moves that are just designed to slow you down.
Confirm selection, please. That you want Boomtown, confirm your selection.
No. That's not my thing now. My thing is, and I saw a tape like this. Remember the tape I told you where they had a bunch of women in Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That were getting, they would get them all boozed up, and then they would, like, get them to strip on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're not models, they're like regular girls. And they did stuff like, okay, now, kiss your friend. Kiss your friend. I don't want to kiss my friend. These were girls in Miami Beach.
This intrigued you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Same format as the last time.
Uh-huh.
A guy who you never see, thank goodness.
Some slimy guy behind the camera.
I'm guessing. The guy's got a video camera, and it looks like they're at a waterfall scene in a man-made pool that has the fake waterfall.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And he gets the girls over there, and they go, hi, what's your name? Well, my name's Missy, and I'm from wherever she's somewhere in Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah, and the guy, you know.
Hi, Missy.
It's something, I don't know what it attracts in me, but there's something that's just so upfront about it. You know, like, if you watch a porno.
Right.
They're always trying to fool you and think that they're making a real movie. And
right.
How many of you don't watch that and go, oh, just flip past all the dialogue and give me the 10 seconds I need?
Right. I think anyone that has ever been a connoisseur of the art form has hit the fast forward key on their VCR only to see dialogue continuing between two of the male
right.
principals.
Yeah.
And I believe most guys in that situation will utter the words, come on!
Right. Well, the reason that I stay with the dialogue on this is because it's a guy who's just trying to get regular girls to take their clothes off.
Right.
And it's just like a game to see how much he can get
sure.
these girls to do. And I found as I watched it, I was really watching it.
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't watching it in the way that I normally watch.
I understand exactly what you mean.
It started out that way.
I understand. But
I was going to watch it.
Explanation
to watch
what
it
you
but
mean.
I ended up just
yes.
watching it.
Watching it because you were entertained.
No participation on my part.
You had entertainment. It had entertainment value. It was him talking.
It was great.
Okay, now take your top off. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you want to know something? It felt weirder.
Right.
After the hour was up.
Yeah.
Because like I'm sitting there going, well, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I just watched a stupid movie.
Did you feel dirty?
Yeah, a little bit. just a little bit.
No
sure.
payoff.
Yeah. So listen, whoever it is that's making these, same guy, same bad technique.
Is his name John?
Keep coming.
Is the guy's name John?
I don't think he ever gives his name, but I've seen two of them now. One shot on location in Honolulu, and the other one shot on location in Miami Beach.
Gee, an appropriate name, John.
It would be great to find that tape and bring it in.
Right.
And watch it during the show.
That's terrific.
Because I'm telling you, I missed the whole first quarter of the Bulls game last night because what he would do is he would pan over to the side
right.
where there had to be like 50 girls standing around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would hear him for a good long, hey, baby, want to come be in my movie? Yeah, and the majority of the women say no.
Right.
So you want
so these are real women that he just takes
right.
his camera out
right.
and
these are not actresses.
Would you be in my movie? And then do they cut to a more private scene?
No, he brings them. They walk right from the area where they're all having sandwiches and stuff.
Right.
He brings them. They are. He brings them over to this area by this waterfall in the pool.
And like the other 50 see what's going on?
No, the way they looked is that there was a little like wall.
Oh, okay.
But not a big wall, not your
right.
Berlin wall.
But they just their free will, they go walking in there and
right.
I mean, they wouldn't do it against their will probably.
Right. And you know, the guy's ratio is like he hits maybe 1 out of 15.
Mm-hmm.
1 out of 15 women says okay and comes around the corner, and I find I'm watching this and I'm thinking, "Oh, ask the woman in the purple." Ask the woman in the purple. And I'm waiting for him to ask the woman that I've spied.
Right.
And, of course, she says no. But then I find even when she says no and the other one says yes, I still kept watching it.
Sure.
Otherwise, does he ask the questions you would ask if you were in that situation?
Not that I've ever put myself in that situation,
of
Buzz.
Of course not. But
not that
were,
I've ever thought about being in that situation.
Precisely.
Yes, he's a... He's the Mike Wallace of porno.
I see.
He's a tough guy.
He asks all the right questions, and he doesn't take no for an answer.
He's persistent.
Yeah, he sure is.
Does he beg at all or whine?
There was some whining involved.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Are you sure you haven't seen it?
No, I'm transporting myself there right now.
It's pretty great. And I'm sure someone will call. I'd like to get the guy who makes those tapes.
Right.
I'd like to get him on our show to interview him on our show.
I'm sure you could.
That would be a good interview.
I'm sure he'd love to come on this show.
Okay, item number three. Totally
yes.
disjointed from the others. And
mm-hmm.
don't count this against my time when I talk about my weekend, because these are not weekend-related stories.
Right.
Big Don O'Brien, the TV weatherman.
I like this.
Yeah.
Big Don O'Brien, the guy we had on the show Friday.
Right.
He called up in the office about 5 minutes before we were going on the air today. Oh, no, he didn't get fired.
Oh, good.
That's the first thing I said to Mike, too. I said,
oh, look. You know, and it's usually at Don's time that he calls where he's upset about something.
He said, it's Big Don O'Brien. I hope he didn't get canned for the stuff he said on the show Friday. He didn't say anything. We did all the talking about Channel 7.
Standing there when we were talking about Ken Phillips.
So he called and he says, hey, listen, there was a couple of things I forgot to tell you when I was on the show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know Captain 20.
Right.
And, of course, I know Captain 20. I was on the Captain 20 show when I was a kid. We've talked about that.
Yes, we have.
There's nothing funny going on there. It's a show where they used to race gerbils.
And they'd give you treats.
Yes, they had
gerbil races, and Captain 20 would get all the boys together and give them all...
There was like, some girls.
Hostess cupcakes or something
yes,
like
they
that.
Would. They had these big, long, wooden... tubes,
right?
For lack of a better word.
Yeah, Captain 20 brought those in.
And you would have to pick who would win the race. Would it be Batman or Adam's Family or Speed Racer? Because they named it after the show.
Right.
And I had the chance to be on the show, and I picked, of course, the Batman gerbil, and he didn't even cross the finish line.
Did he make it into a Captain 20's tube? How
no.
far into the tube does that gerbil make it?
Mike, they just went from a holding area to the bottom area, to the play area.
But they went into a tube, right?
That wasn't so much a tube as it was...
a trough?
Yes, thank you, Buzz.
Oh,
exactly,
trough, like
a trough.
A cutout trough.
Yes.
There you go.
But anyway, Big Don O'Brien called today to announce... I guess this is a repressed memory that was just pushed out of him.
Sure.
He said he used to be an intern for Captain 20.
Oh, my God.
And that on the occasions when the gerbils wouldn't go, and a lot of times they would say, okay, let's go, and none of the gerbils would go, it was his job to get them moving.
Oh, my. How did he do that?
Okay. With Bic lighters.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. That's absolutely true.
Animal cruelty back in the days when they could get away with it.
Yeah. And you heard, I was roaring.
Oh, no.
As he was telling me this stuff. And then he was telling me other stuff he did when he worked for Bozo.
Yeah, that's how he got his, that's how he got into television. Come on, gerbil.
Because, you know, he went from that to being Ronald McDonald.
Right. He was a very, very popular clown.
So if Big Don O'Brien calls in today, as I have a sneaking suspicion he might.
Oh, of course he will.
I hope.
We'll get him talking about what he did to the gerbils on Channel 20.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about what he did to the gerbils. And since he was an intern with Captain 20, I'd like to hear about the quiet time that he had with Captain 20 before.
Oh, shut up.
And after the shows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello. Oh, what am I doing? Hello.
I want to speak to Buzz.
Buzz.
Monday.
Who's this?
Hello, Buzz. This is Pete.
Pete?
It's Pete.
Pete.
No, Pete.
Hello, Buzz. I take your little pee-pee. I take your little pee-pee and go pooka 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 pooka.
All right, now, I'm going to have to out you, sir. I happen to know, it says on the screen, this is the real Jorge and what he's doing. He's trying out a new character for him.
It failed miserably, Jorge.
Boo, Jorge.
Boo.
Very bad.
In that case, Buzz, take your caulking gun of love and fill the gaps between my teeth.
Jorge is bad.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Jorge.
Bye, Jorge.
He never really left.
Goodbye.
He's trying to mask himself with that silly little Abu accent.
Between your teeth.
I'm caulking gun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Body.
Body.
Hey, Baldy.
How you doing?
Baldy, great.
See Larry Sanders say it last night?
Best one I've seen all year.
Really, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I thought last week's a lot better. Where?
No, last week's is too dark, man.
Where Hank was talking to Wu-Tang Clue, or Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, now, the Hank Kingsley part of the show is funny whenever Hank Kingsley's on.
Mm-hmm.
But last night was a good episode all the way through, especially when Larry Sanders turns to Michael Bolton and tells him his haircut is gay.
Yes.
Funny.
Hey, called him an a-hole.
Yeah, it was a good one. Real good. Real good.
You got to get the name of that video that you're talking about.
The adult video?
Yeah, that would be great.
I'd like to find out the name. I'd like to not only get the guy on the show, but, you know, as I said, get the tape in here, and who knows, maybe, now I've seen two locations.
Do you remember what the title is? Do you at least remember what the title is? You logged that much time with it.
I don't remember the title, Mike.
No!
But it's not an obvious title, like...
It's all over pay-per-view?
It was just on that one channel.
It's on that one, so they
like Channel 400.
Oh, the adult ADLT.
Yeah. I see you're no stranger to that channel.
No, I am not.
To the friendly confines of Channel 400.
But you see, the amount of times I've logged with it, I get in trouble when I do, because it's got that pesky little record of... Well, what did you watch at 12:45?
That's what I figured out.
Why?
I'm going to watch all my good stuff when I go to the movie. I mean, when I go to the beach. I'm going to watch all of my movies when I go to the beach.
Well, doesn't your wife get that bill, too?
No. You know who pays that bill? Oh. My father-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we pay it, but he takes care of that for us, all of our mailing stuff up at the beach.
Very good.
Yeah. So carte blanche.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh. Very sneaky.
Hold on a second. I knew he'd call. Here is TV weather guy, Big Don O'Brien from Channel 7.
Your father-in-law pays for your porno? Wow!
I pay. He's just nice enough to write the checks and stuff.
Hey, what was this? What was this? Boob Town? What was going on here?
Hey, Big Don.
Yes?
No fallout from Channel 7 after your appearance on the show Friday?
So far, no.
All right, good.
But I haven't exactly been called in to come to work either, so I don't...
So you haven't had that big confrontation with Ken Phillips yet?
No, he's a very nice man.
That's his company life. You know, he should understand whatever happens. I mean, that you were on our show, we were doing all the talking, awesome. And perhaps you might have been traumatized in your early days working as an intern for Captain 20.
Ken Phillips needs to know the TV weatherman, it's a young man's business.
Yes.
I want the young Flip Spiceland, okay? I want the pretty boy on Good Morning America, which
sure.
is Spencer Christian.
Well, I got news for you. I'm not there either.
Give me a pretty man like that giving me the weather any night of the week.
That's right.
I'm just a middle-aged disc jockey.
Middle-aged disc jockeys can pass, too.
Okay, so when you were on the Captain 20 show...
Yes, actually, that was after I was on Tina Rama Party.
Tuna-rama party?
Tina-rama, Mike. T-E-E-N-O-R-A-M-A.
Tina-rama.
It was
okay.
That show.
Mm-hmm. Let's just keep this to Captain 20. What did you do to the gerbils to make them go?
Well, actually, you just show them a picture of Richard Gere. They took off.
Oh, come on. What did you do, really? That was before Richard Gere. You're talking about 20 years ago.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, there's various ways, because this was on tape at the time I was doing it, but we had to do, like, on a Saturday afternoon, like 20 of them to make the whole week.
Right. How old were you when this was going on?
High school.
High school?
15, maybe.
Fine, Captain 20 age.
Impressionable?
Sometimes, you know, late at night I'd get to put the suit on.
Stop it. What did you do to the gerbils?
No, if you had to get them really running, you would scare them, you'd yell at them. And if that didn't work sometimes, you know, because they run right back into the world, you know. You'd have to physically do something, like maybe just kind of pinch their tail.
What about the big lighters?
Oh, yeah.
what did you do?
Well, sometimes you just do a little flick of your bick and, oh, there you go.
And they'd all
there
be
goes
off.
Batman!
Of course, at 15, you were probably, that was a three-pack-a-day habit at that time for you, right?
And what about when you worked?
Yeah, that was great.
What about when you worked for Bozo?
Well, with Bozo, now, you have to understand, Bozo and Captain 20 at that time were the same person.
Oh, really? I was not alluding to that secret. I was trying to keep under the covers.
He just couldn't get enough, could he? He just had to be everything, didn't he? Anything to do with children, he'd be in the outfit.
Stop that.
He was also the vampire on Saturday Night.
Of course he was. Of course he was. I bet the vampire was the closest thing to his true personality.
He was a very, very nice man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Apu, how long ago did your visa expire?
7 years, but I don't...
There was an amnesty declared for people who've been here as long as you. That means you can take the citizenship test.
Oh, but Apu, the vote on Proposition 24 is on Tuesday. You'll have to pass the test before then.
Oh, no, that is not nearly enough time to learn over 200 years of a medical history.
Oh, it can't be that many. Come on, Apu. I'll be your tutor. Please identify this object.
It appears to be the flag which disappeared from the public library last year.
Correct. Now, we all know the 13 stripes are for good luck. But why does the American flag have precisely 47 stars?
Because this particular flag is ridiculously out of date. The library must have purchased it during the brief period in 1912 after New Mexico became a state, but before Arizona did.
Partial credit.
The Don and Mike Show. They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Captain 20 did a show when I was a little kid where he would be on in the middle of the day wearing a spacesuit and he would give away, like, bicycles and Hostess Twinkies.
And the high point, wouldn't you say the high point of the Captain 20 show was the gerbil races?
I almost won the bicycle with a banana seat. No pun intended.
The orange crate.
Because I didn't pick the right one.
Now, one of my jobs, though, when I worked for Bozo, the kids would always win, like, M&M sponsored the show. So they would win if they did, like, the ping pong ball thing. They still do that on the ones in Chicago.
Right.
But you would win, like, chocolate candies and things. But you couldn't have the chocolate under the lights. So after the kids would win, my job was to take them off and outside the studio and take the candy away from
them. Oh, I bet you were good at that, Big Don.
Well, after a week of lighting gerbils' asses, yeah. You can...
All right, goodbye, Big Don.
That's fun.
There he goes.
Goodbye. Man has a million stories.
From Channel 7, weatherman Big Don O'Brien.
Man, I didn't get him to ask him the question if Captain 20 had a dresser. You know, like a guy that assists him getting dressed.
Don and Mike show. Not funny, Mike.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on that hair drug.
What's the name of it?
They call it Propecia now.
Propecia. Now, what's the commercial that I saw yesterday, endlessly?
I don't know. I wasn't watching TV yesterday.
Well, I don't think that was the name of the product that they were advertising.
Propecia.
By the Merck Company?
I don't know.
That's the drug you're talking about, though. I've been on it for 3 years.
And did they tell you that there's a chance that you might have a problem down there?
Oh, yeah. It was a test case, man. I had to sign a form, a consent.
Well, what guy is so vain that he'd rather have hair than have a boner?
Well, if you don't have hair, you ain't going to get a chick, so you ain't going to get no problem.
Yeah, but then you get all the hair in the world, and you get a chick, and then you can't do her.
Yeah, but it was worth the attempt just to see what happened.
Did you have any sexual problems?
No.
Oh. And did you grow hair?
You know, I did, to an extent,
mm-hmm.
and then it, like, stopped growing, but it hasn't been falling out either, so I'm at, like, this point.
Well, that's like playing Russian roulette. There's one thing you don't want to gamble with, it's your genitals.
And, you know, with hair, I mean, any way you slice it, of course, men are mocked in this country for hair pieces, but, you know, that to me, if you really wanted to make a difference, go for it all. Buy it. Buy a piece of hair and stick it on top of your head.
Yeah, that looks real.
It does. There's certain guys you can't tell.
Who would you rather have? A hair piece like William Shatner or a noodle between your legs?
I'd rather have a hair piece like William Shatner.
Right.
If it was that important to me. There are guys. Look at a guy like Sean Connery, okay?
I've never seen either one of you.
Sean Connery is a bald guy. He does movies all the time where they give him really nice-looking hair pieces, and he looks fine.
Yeah, and that's Hollywood, man.
Yeah, but Hollywood, and everybody knows he's bald. He doesn't care.
007 cares about his, you know, 001.
You've obviously been lucky enough to have hair. You don't know what it's like.
No, I'm losing my hair. I have
a bald guy can pick out anybody that's wearing a wig.
I have a bald spot bigger than an egg on the back of my head.
A bald guy can see a hair transplant from a million miles away.
I think hair transplants are dumb, too.
Yeah, they all look like Barbie hair, everyone we've seen.
And then you remember that one guy we worked with that had the hair transplant?
He had to wear a turban.
And then he was in agony, and he lifted up the back of his hair because he had long hair in the back. And they had, like, gone in with this drill and taken plugs out of his skull.
It was like that Road Warrior movie when the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller finally takes off his mask and you look under there.
Little strings.
They have this thing now where you can actually get snaps put into your skull. And the wig comes with snaps on it. You just snap.
Right. That sounds like a great idea, too. Listen, just deal with the fact that you're losing your hair. I mean, if you want to have snaps put in your head, I guess that's your prerogative.
I worked with a news guy one time when we were at a pool party, and I had always thought his hair just looked a little unusual. It actually looked like it really wasn't washed all the time, and it didn't look that good to me. But I never thought of it. I swear to God. And I was... At one point, somebody says, why don't you guys race? And we had a little race in the pool from one end to the other, and I beat him by about a yard, and as he's coming in... The hair lifted off his skull and was, like, tied on with a couple of these strands, and I was going,
That man was Stone Phillips.
He went on to be a legend in broadcasting.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good afternoon, Don. Mike.
Yes, hi.
Pleasant show as always, but I must take issue with one thing.
What?
Dick Dizel was a decent man. I'm talking about the guy who played Captain 20.
All right, why don't you take it a little seriously?
You understand we're making a little joke here.
Let's take it a little more seriously.
And I'm making a joke. I mean, come on.
But I was going to give you a little piece of trivia.
The first hang-up of the week.
Worries me when people protest that much.
I love Don Mike show. He never touched me.
How you doing, Don Mike?
At least I don't remember him touching me. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
I used to work next to, I still do, work at the Giant. And, Ken Phillips used to come in there shopping. And
yeah, this is the weather guy that we're talking about?
Yes.
The old weather guy?
Yes, yeah, so he worked at Channel 2 up here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And he came in one time, and our security guard at Giant caught him stealing condoms.
Well, I'd like to say that is very alleged.
That's alleged. We have no evidence that that's true or not. Well, that is completely
unless he was going to have a water balloon fight, I can't imagine what Ken Phillips would do with
car.
With condoms, what?
He had a young lady out in the car waiting for him.
Oh, sure he did.
I right. don't believe that.
No, I was there.
You were there.
Also, I don't believe that.
Beware of those produce guys. I bet he was a produce guy.
He had been oiling his cukes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the guy, the bald guy that called in. He sounds like he's really insecure about it. I think he should just leave. I would rather date a guy with blonde, I mean, with bald head and a noodle that worked. I mean, he just seems so insecure about it.
Noodle's important.
Mm-hmm. And he seemed angry.
Gotta have a good noodle.
You can do different things, too. I mean, you can shave it. If you're losing it, you can shave it if it looks odd. Just don't do that comb over.
Or do a comb over. I'd rather just have it bald.
Right. Pull a Ron Howard. You
sure.
know, always wear a baseball cap.
Of course. Yeah.
Baseball cap in
about Ron Howard. Hey, thank you for calling me.
Okay,
today.
Thanks.
About Ron Howard. Yeah. Last night, I was waiting for Larry Sanders to come on, right. and I'm flipping around, and I noticed that Apollo 13 was on ABC, while at the same time on HBO, they were doing that Tom Hanks...
Earth to the Moon.
Yeah, that miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing one of the episodes about Apollo 13.
Right.
And he got a lot of the people that were in Apollo 13
right.
to be in his TV show, including Ed Harris, who played the controller.
Right.
And Clint Howard. You know, and as soon as I saw him, I immediately thought, all right, I'm really going to size him up now and see if Clint Howard looks like Charlie Stoss.
And what were your conclusions?
Yes. Yes. Correct, senor.
Clint Howard, yes, Gentle. The most famous role, Gentle Ben. He was the little boy on Gentle Ben. That's how he started his career.
Ron Howard puts his, I don't know, what's wrong with his brother? But there's something wrong with his brother.
Okay.
Yet he puts him in all the movies.
He's in a lot of movies. I never made that connection until someone mentioned it, and I didn't even know who Clint Howard was until a few weeks ago.
Clint Howard makes Ron Howard look handsome.
He does.
You know, if they were standing there, you know, oh, Ronnie, you are just the cat's meow.
And you go back and you remember in the movie Cocoon, he's the orderly in the nursing home. That's the role that he plays. And then you can go through a lot of the roles that Clint Howard has been in Ron Howard movies.
And in Apollo 13, in the movie Apollo 13,
right.
he had a small supporting role, yet on the HBO show...
He's a heavy hitter.
He had a lot of quality camera time.
Sure.
A lot, and I guess maybe it's physically, although Charlie Stossel, I think, is a little taller and maybe a little beefier.
Right.
But physically, he's got the look.
Wow. He's got the...
You know...
Stossel and Howard.
If we were going to describe Charlie Stossel in one way, it would be... A Boy Scout leader.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, like the troop leader for Boy Scouts. He's got the look.
He's got the Clint Howard look.
He's got the khaki shorts.
The you know, the Cub Scout shorts that he wears. You know, those
right.
shorts with too many pockets.
So I must have spent maybe 10 minutes last night just staring at this actor, Clint Howard, and trying to see, and yes, I did see. There is a definite resemblance between Clint Howard and our own movie man, Charlie Stossel.
As soon as I made that connection, I can't look at Charlie the same way anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, I want to play the name game, man.
Are you sure, man?
I'm sure I can whip you.
Oh, we're going to kill you.
Okay, let's see it.
All right.
Okay, cocky man.
Buzz, name, please.
A woman's name today, Susan.
Susan
Lucci. Now, you're out of turn. Don begins the game.
Then
he's
Mike.
The star of the show. I am the co-star of the show. And then the listener goes.
And I'll take Susan Lucci first.
I will take Susan Sarandon.
What? That's such a ripoff. Well,
you're whining.
Mine.
You're whining already?
You mean
no,
you don't
have
a...
one.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to sue your ass if you don't give me my word back, man.
I'll give you one last chance, and then we're going to play the game without you.
Man, what's up with this, man?
All right,
man.
Susan Day.
Susan Carpenter McMillan.
My God.
Susan McDougal.
Hey, Billy, come here.
Susan George.
Who's that?
Movie actress.
I never heard of Susan George before.
Blonde-haired movie actress, right?
Name's familiar
yeah.
to me.
Rob, you ever heard of Susan George?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, who asked you, Rob? Susan. Suddenly Susan.
Susie Chapstick.
All right. Susie Q.
Susie Quattro.
Suze. You know, the lady does the commercials here.
Sue Ann Niven.
Oh, that's a good one. Sue.
Susan.
Susan Powder.
Oh.
That bald lady.
Sue, Susan, Susie. Susan, Sue Studio. No, Susan.
Did you have Susan Day George?
I had Susan Day.
Susan Day George. No, that's,
no, that's Linda Day George.
Linda Day George. Sue, all right, close here. Sue.
Yeah.
Sue Palka.
Curly Sue.
Bobby Sue.
Betty Sue.
Peggy Sue.
A boy named Sue.
Sue. Susie.
Yeah.
Susie.
Yeah.
Sue.
Come on.
Sue.
Come on.
Susan.
Yeah.
King of the Susans.
I'll give up. King of the Susans.
King of the Susans. And I'll tell you, I didn't have another one.
Ooh.
I didn't have another one.
So usually you nail three on me after that.
I didn't have any. That was almost a bluff.
Tough one.
Oh, here joining us now is movie man Charlie Stossel, upset about the reference to Clint Howard.
I'm crushed. I am absolutely crushed.
Oh, no.
Why are you crushed?
You know, Clint Howard, let's look at him. First of all, I think I do have more hair than he does. Not a hell of a lot more, but I do have more.
A debatable fact.
He is in bad need of dental work.
He does.
I'll give you this, Charlie.
Your teeth are in better shape.
He is in bad need of dental work.
Your teeth are, I will give you that, your teeth are in better shape.
And I think, you know, if I walk into a room with Clint Howard, I certainly am no Tom Cruise, but I think I'd get jumped on before Clint Howard.
Mm. Hooray for Stosselwood.
I think you might hear twins.
Oh, twins. Is it an Arnold and Danny DeVito type twin situation?
No.
Julius.
No, it's an Olsen twin situation.
Oh. Mike, you're crushing me.
Listen, Charlie, come on. It could be worse. I, at this moment, can't imagine how it might be, but it could be worse.
Yep. Give old Pat out in California some fuel.
Oh, he's going. You know, he's probably sitting down and writing right now as we speak.
He's drooling. He's got his pants down. He's so happy about that now.
Yeah, you know, we can't even take credit for making that up. That's something that the guy from California who hates Charlie wrote in about.
No, you know who started that? It was during the ice tub jump. Some guy in the crowd, you were saying, who did he look like? Some guy yelled Rob Reiner, and another guy yelled Clint Howard.
Rob Reiner is much too generous.
Oh, God. What a nice Monday this is.
Oh. All right, bye, Chuck.
Bye, guys.
See you.
Bye-bye. That was Clint Howard looking like Charlie Stossel.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Buddy.
Mike?
Hi.
Mike, come clean on that. Linda Day George, buddy. There was no Susan George.
Susan George is another actress, blonde actress.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, Rob backed him up on that.
Name one show.
British actress.
British?
Yes.
Sir, I'm your king of the Susans.
Did you get Susan Antoine?
It's Susan Anton, but no, he didn't.
And you're too late now.
All right.
Too late. I am the king of all Susans.
Don, Proscar.
What?
Proscar.
Proscar is the name of the
Oh, is that the name
thing?
Of the stuff?
Right.
Right. Oh, did you see that commercial?
Oh, well, I've seen it a bunch of times, yeah.
Yeah.
82%. Come on. Take the chance.
You're just the smartest guy in the world, aren't you?
Easy to say take the chance when you got a full head of hair.
Yeah, I mean, really.
This should be nothing's worth that. If you could have hair like Michael Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Last night when Larry Sanders told Michael Bolton his haircut was gay, that is funny.
Michael Bolton, hair implants, right?
Yes. Hello. Don and Mike.
That was an angry Clint Howard calling to rebut Charlie Stossel.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh, all right, let's try one more. We've got to do a break here. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, is there any chance that we'll be treated to another fine Rob A. production of Suck This?
I believe that was a one-time only show.
It was a special.
Oh, thank God.
He's doing it in his basement now.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I got something for you to suck.
Oh, my.
All right.
What
thank
hostility.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Friendly guy.
All right. Boy. That call was for you, Rob. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Peter Paul and Mary? Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon.
Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pride. Sloth. Greed. Gluttony. Wrath. Envy. Vengeance. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You're not going to believe this.
Ha! Ha!
Incredible!
You know, I forgot to talk about Buzz blowing his fuse today. And, well, let's ask him about it now. Buzz?
Yes.
Received a parking spot. Everybody knows parking spot 16.
Yes, it was in his new contract, and we were all very happy. We had a big celebration, went out for cocktails. It was a great day for Buzz.
Let me give Mike one more chance to identify the salesperson. And incidentally, are you going to make that salesperson pay to fix the bumper on your car?
I haven't planned on it, no. No, more about that in a second.
All right, Mike.
Steve Jones.
It's Steve Johnson, not Jones.
I am so sorry.
And no, I'll give you one more clue.
Oh, okay. One more. You're going to give me a clue? Okay. When he says it like that, it's a clue that means I'll get it.
It's like playing password, okay?
All right.
Mike, the password is?
The clue is?
Wife.
Mitch Johnson.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. You nailed it. Sales guy Mitch Johnson.
Uh-oh. Sweet, lovable, non-offensive Mitch Johnson.
To some people. He was in Buzz Burbank's parking spot today.
Yes. Total disrespect.
Which forced Buzz to park elsewhere.
When I first got the parking spot, I thought to myself, okay, this is new. People are going to park there accidentally. They're going to forget.
Hey, for all you people who think Buzz is such a great guy, listen to the story right now, because this is the first time that Buzz actually lowers the curtain to let you see that he's just as big an a-hole as everybody else in the world.
I knew there would be accidents, you know, so I promised myself and other people that I would not be a jerk about the parking space.
Right.
Uh-huh. So yesterday, three, not one, not two, but three different people other than myself were parked in that space. I never got to park there yesterday.
Buzz, I should tell you that the whole reason for getting a parking space of your own is so you can be a jerk. Yeah. That's a jerky thing for people to get.
I said that now.
Yes, because there are no names on them or anything like that.
Oh, but listen, we put out those memos. I mean, not we put out those, but the station put out memos that had the parking spots and everybody's name, and it said very specifically, the new spot belongs to Buzz Burbank.
Ah, yes, it did.
It was a map, and we talked about it on the show. We even have a special tape we play on the show about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, somehow, despite it being on this very radio station and printed out in map form...
What number is it again, Buzz?
Number 16.
16, Mike.
16, yes, 16.
16, Burbank.
Some people just didn't get it. So three
people
yesterday...
should respect the parking spaces. Yeah. There's specific numbers for specific people.
Yeah.
And you should always use the one with your number on it.
So that's because Mike never does.
Three people yesterday.
Mike always parks in the spot that's in front of his spot. It's all part of Mike's I'm the laziest man on the planet plan, right?
I get out of here early. Buzz has actually been racing me lately, but I still beat you out of there.
Mike saves exactly like maybe 6 or 7 seconds by pulling his car into the parking spot that's in front of the spot that he's supposed to use.
I think sometimes I save 10. I think 10 seconds.
It's very efficient.
Put a clock on me one night. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
So today I show up, and again, now, a fourth person in 2 days, 2 days running, I can't get into my parking space. There's another space available nearby, and I think, okay, I promise not to be a jerk. I'll park in this nearby space.
Yes.
As I'm pulling into the nearby space, I hit a post.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's my fault. I hit the post. I was driving.
No,
but,
it's not, Buzz.
But
it's Mitch Johnson's
but
fault.
If Mitch, had...
You're not even in that situation if Mitch Johnson has the respect
this is what I'm
for
thinking.
Your property
amen.
To park somewhere else.
That's what I believe. I believe that if I hadn't had the backup, that none of this would have ever happened.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
There, and so I came up, and I never do this to people.
And Mike,
yes,
I'm gonna learn to read, and I'm gonna leave. I can fly.
I'm gonna leave. I can fly.
I will admit it. So I came up, and I did something I never do, and that is I just cut loose on Mitch Johnson. I just started yelling.
Now give us a recreation of that.
I said, look, it's been on the radio several times. They put out a map.
you know, I, what, you know, and now I've damaged my car. And he said, would, he picked up his keys. And he said, would you like me to move it now? And I said, no, my day's already screwed. Thank you. And I went back to
Were you room. Yelling? Were you yelling? Were there any witnesses?
My voice was much louder than it normally is.
Let
yes,
me hear that.
Yes, there were witnesses.
Let me hear the excited Buzz Burbank. Said, work it up for me.
I said, no, there's no need to park it now. My day is already screwed. Thank you.
I bet you did it better than that.
Back to the newsroom.
Probably. I bet it was louder than that.
Probably. I've calmed down since then.
What is it? Anything like, I am the God of Hellfire. I bring you fire.
Yeah.
I'll teach you to burn.
I never wanted to.
Fire. Da-da-da. I am the God of Hellfire. I bring you fire. Da-da-da.
I was upset. I never wanted it to come to this.
All right, let's call him up. Did you make him cry?
I might have. I didn't stick around to see.
He's not a guy that cries.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't
no way.
So.
He cries every night when he goes home.
Easygoing guy.
When he has to sit down with his wife.
And prior to this, had always been nice to me. And I don't think he did it on purpose. He just wasn't thinking.
No, I do, Buzz. He did it to because.
Hi, this is Mitch Johnson with CBS Radio WJFK. I'm sorry I'm out of the office or away from my desk at this
time. Any witnesses that you saw around there that would be able to speak with us about the incident?
There were some workmen. I don't think they're here anymore who actually saw me hit the post.
But I mean, anybody that was up there near his desk.
Alan Linewand had just finished talking to Mitch Johnson, and
let's see.
Oh, Madonna, I think, was sitting next to him.
Oh, Madonna, fresh off her great appearance on the show last week.
Yeah.
Hello? I was trying to call the front desk. Because I had asked at the front desk if Mitch Johnson was here today.
And they said, yeah.
Well, I think that's a valuable lesson for everybody. You know, I'm going to park in my own space from now on.
I'd like to hear from Mitch Johnson what it sounds like when Buzz really erupts.
So I need, you know, a couple $100 to refinish the bumper, or words to that effect.
Oh, if you're lucky, it'll be a couple of hundred.
Yeah, hey, Rob?
You know what body work does, you know, today.
Just, I hate to ruin your sitting time.
That's right, I'm rested up.
Okay, you all rested? Because you walk down the hall and see if Mitch Johnson's here.
Maybe a brisk walk, Rob. Good luck.
Rob's sitting time, incidentally, happens to be the exact time that the show's on the air.
Wow.
Rob sits aside 4 hours every day to rest his tired feet.
Okay, was he going down to the front desk?
No, he's going back to the sales office.
Okay, I was going to say, feel that wind.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I heard about the Viagra wafer. Greatest thing you ever had in your life. You pop this thing, and instant boner.
Hello. And again, G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. He's right, though. Instant boner.
With a wafer.
That's what they should have called it.
With a tiny wafer thin mint.
It's instant boner. I took it a half hour ago. And look at me now. Instant boner. Woohoo! Who are these boners? I'm Jerry Seinfeld for Viagra. Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Radio God?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys about my first experience with butt love with a woman this weekend. Want to hear about it?
Have you had other experiences with people who aren't women?
No.
Right, because you made it sound like my first experience with butt love this weekend with a woman.
Don't start wandering with the mind.
What? What?
You know what I mean?
No, we don't know what you mean based on the fact that you were talking at the exact same time Don was talking.
So, well, I apologize for that.
Is this Tom Arnold? Doesn't this guy sound just like Tom Arnold?
A little.
Oh, there's a compliment.
Is your knee bouncing up and down right now?
I'm a little excited.
This guy, I swear to God, this guy is a dead ringer for Tom Arnold.
So give me some jobs.
Hold on, here's Robbie Spiewak. Robbie.
There is a mixed opinion as to whether or not Mitch is in the building or not, but everyone has agreed that he is hiding.
Oh, he's hiding.
So he may or may not be in the building, but he is not to be found in the building.
You've driven him into hiding, Buzz.
I mean him no further harm.
Oh, but I do.
I said to him what I have to say.
Oh, I want him to play out here in our arena, in this forum.
Sure.
Where you should buzz, you know, if you took it to People's Court.
That's right.
Yeah. You should get your bumper paid for by Mitch. Yes, Robbie.
And the good news is Stacey Bridges says if she sees him, she'll drag him to us.
Oh good. That's right.
And Stacey, who's suffering with the pregnancy and the broken ankle. Yeah. I mean, it's very sad to watch her walk down the hallway.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see guys running to open any doors for her either.
Didn't she like have a chair that she was sliding across on the other day?
Yes.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I saw a very pretty cast that she's wearing, though.
Yeah, Mike said, poor, poor thing is you sat back and put your feet in. Look at that.
Look at that.
Poor Stacy's having a hard time making it down the
look
hall.
Look at her struggling to get down the hallway.
And
that's just a shame. Well, what? You want me to get up?
Has to park so far away because of all the reserved spaces.
Yeah, she's really pregnant. The sales lady, Stacy.
Yeah.
She's super pregnant. I bet her belly button is a gigantic Audi right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And to top it all off, she's got a huge cast from her knee all the way down to her ankle.
Did anybody watch America's Funniest Home Videos last night with the Audi belly button where they drew a little face on it and the lady whistled? I enjoyed that. And it won the money, which always makes me happy when I'm watching that show.
And Mike, I'd like to make one more announcement.
Yes.
The baby
mm-hmm.
that Stacy Bridges is carrying.
Yes.
Cannon Grace is the father.
Oh, Cannon. Oh. Bravo.
Yeah. Little secret. I get secrets out of the bag now.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What you want to talk about butt love?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? Hey, I was just wondering. I had two questions for Buzz here.
Yeah.
First of all, he didn't really seem that aggravated when he found out his bumper was pushed in. Was he really upset?
Yes. Were you really upset, Buzz?
Yeah. Do I want a groove, a big, nasty, ugly groove in my pretty bumper? No. No, I don't. I'm steamed about that.
And the other question was, is this the first time a man's caused your bumper to get pushed in?
Oh, boy.
See, now he's trying to make me mad.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I want to see that explosion.
I can't see your lips, Buzz.
Hello, that's when Buzz is really mad, mm-hmm. when his mouth gets real straight and real tight.
And in fairness to you, Buzz, who designed that parking garage? Charlie Stuang Stabilak?
Yeah, that's...
Put a pole here!
Hello, John and Mike.
John and Mike.
Hey, hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Did you watch the Daily Show last night?
I try to watch it a lot. Why?
Oh, I love it. Craig's leaving. I think you guys need to take his place.
Yeah, right. That'll be happening. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the vote of confidence. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I think y'all should get on the intercom and let everybody know that that is Buzz of Space and that they should respect that.
This is an idea, man. This would qualify as an idea, man. I believe everybody in the building already knows now.
Well,
that's
you ought to
Buzz
make sure that everybody knows. I mean, I heard Liddy get on the other day and chew somebody's ass, and y'all should too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Helper. Here's another guy that's just not satisfied with the job we're doing.
That's right.
No, you can just improve things a bit.
Uh-huh.
Pardon
shake
me?
It up.
Shake it. I'll shake you up.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You piece of garbage. Really, man, that's insulting. We're here busting our ass. I don't mind taking phone calls from people that have stuff to say.
No,
you want to be a goddamn director of this show, get off my cloud.
I'm not on your cloud.
Yes, you are.
Nah.
You think I can't noodle it through on my own to get on the goddamn intercom to call the guy? Well, first off, you're so stupid you don't even know that the station is playing, the show's playing through the intercom in the station already.
That's right.
So everybody already hears what we're saying.
Well, just reiterate it.
Why? Why can't you just be happy with the show we're doing?
I'm very happy with the show you're doing.
Well, then don't throw the monkey wrench into it.
All right.
Please.
Okay.
Please,
okay.
For the love of God.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Right.
And of course he says goodbye like that because people that do that say goodbye like that. They don't say goodbye. They say ba.
A guy can't tie his own shoes in the morning and he wants to call him, hey, Dynamite, get on the intercom, bring that guy, chew his ass. Chew his ass. Why don't you chew my ass, pal?
Right. I thought that went well.
Hello. On Mike Show. I've been working on my people skills.
Yeah. I have my new line for those situations.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Mitch, stop it.
Hello.
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 I was calling to ask you what a Monica is.
How old are you?
29.
Mike, no matter what the age, a girl's never too young to learn what a good Monica is.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are, Don.
It's what Monica Lewinsky allegedly gave President Clinton.
Oh, I know what a Monica is now.
Right. I bet you're no stranger to a Monica.
You clear on that now, Edith?
Oh.
That really was an Edith reaction, you know, for anybody that's old
all in the family,
remember.
Right. Oh! Archie. Archie. Oh, jeez, Edith. How about a Monica in my favorite chair, huh? Get the meathead and little girl to go next door with Lionel and have you come over here and fix me up with one of your Monicas, please.
Lionel. That's good. That makes me think. That's how George and Wheezy got on that show, because Lionel was their son, and George and Wheezy were Archie Bunker's next-door neighbors.
Lionel was one of the funniest parts of that show. It was fantastic.
They changed Lionel's also halfway through, didn't they?
Did they change Lionel's?
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did. Of course, all black guys look the same, so nobody nobody was ever able to tell.
That's what Archie said.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, ma'am.
Does Frida give Monicas?
Well, not as often as I'd like them.
Oh, okay.
I think I've had, in 1998, from my wife, maybe one.
Wow.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Bus.
All right, the silence is deafening now.
No, because we're all thinking right now. How many?
Last night would be the most recent.
Oh, God.
You son of a gun.
I hope it's totaled.
You rat.
Man.
What would that bring your total for the total for the year of 1998?
Let's see. January, February, March, April. I don't know. A dozen at least.
Oh, crap.
I got the...
A dozen.
You may have a dented bumper, but you got the best sex life.
A dozen.
I'm lucky overall.
Man.
How about you, Rob? You ever make your wife do that? Do you?
And that's the only way to put it, Don, is the way you put it there. You ever force her to do that, Rob?
I'd like to not comment, but I'll put it this way. I would not trade with Bud.
Really? Oh, my God. Don't tell me that other guy's getting more than I am. You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at the look of... Look at the... You know what I enjoy? I do enjoy the look of pure joy on his face.
My boyfriend runs and hides from me.
Well, you must not be very good, then.
No, I want it all the time. He gets tired. He runs and hides.
No, maybe, maybe... Well, listen. Just listen to this tape. Maybe he loves you so much that he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. I tell you, maybe you need a little more technique.
Oh, there's lots of technique.
Well, you never know. You know, you just have to communicate.
Do you have big teeth?
No, I don't.
All right, just trying to figure it out.
Find out whether maybe you're a biter.
If it was up to me, it would be like 3, 4, maybe 5, 6 times a day, and he just gets tired.
A day, like for all sorts of activity or for that particular activity?
All sorts of activities.
Really? 6 times a day?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, you're such a liar. You must have braces or something. I bet you have clear braces like Brett Favre?
Uh-uh.
Listen, how long is Brett Favre going to wear those clear braces?
I think he wears them because he thinks he looks good.
Here, you can ask him. Here he comes.
All right, let's ask him.
Come on, stop laughing. Here.
Hello.
Boy.
Hello?
Who wears the pants in this family?
Hey. So, what's wrong with you?
She says she wants it 5, 6 times a day and that you run away from her.
Monicas. Beautiful Monicas.
Is that true?
No. She exaggerates.
She what?
She exaggerates, Mike.
She exaggerates?
I'm a leave, I can fly. She exaggerates. She exaggerates the whole thing.
So how...
Not the whole thing. Not the whole thing.
So you really don't like it as much as she does?
Or is she not very good at it?
Or is she perhaps hideously ugly?
None of that. None of the above.
Really? Well, she said that she wants to do that to you up to 6 times a day and that you always tell her no.
I'm always tired.
You're always tired. Oh, well, you know, there's problems there.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you do it when you're awake?
Who's your favorite male movie star?
Mine?
Yeah.
Take your time. It's only a radio program.
Who is your favorite male movie star? This is a very important question.
1-1.
Howard Stern.
2-1.
Come on, a real movie star. That'll be funny with me.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell? Who's your second favorite male movie star?
I like this. You know, this music can make any, even when we're talking to this dullard, Jack Nicholson.
All right, give me one more, then I'll be able to make my correct, whatever it is I'm trying to do here.
You're going to...
My diagnosis.
Yeah. Your gaydar is out, is it not?
Yes, doctor. And who's your third favorite male movie star?
I can't...
Pardon me?
Lead and Speed. Captain Speed.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
There you go, doctor.
Right there.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. Stat.
Hello.
This is Lance Homo. My beeper just went off. My vibrating beeper just went off. I heard that you have someone on the telephone, and his third answer to his favorite movie star was Keanu Reeves.
Yes, so we asked him, Dr. Homo, his three favorite movie stars. They were in order, Kurt Russell,
yes.
Jack Nicholson,
yes.
And then, of course, the clincher, as you know, Doctor, Keanu Reeves.
Listen, and I understand that your girlfriend offered you a Monica up to six times a day, and you say that you are tired.
That's correct.
Let's slip you out of those slacks right now. I think I need to give you the examination. I'm Dr. Lance Homo.
Without being able to...
I am a licensed assologist.
What would your diagnosis be, Dr. Homo?
I would have to take his temperature first, Mike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to take all of my patients' temperature.
Sir, would you allow Dr. Homo to take your temperature?
No.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Thank you very much. Keanu Reeves is dreamy.
Yes, he is.
Right? Do you understand the subtle message that we're trying to pass on to you?
There may be a very significant reason why you are not interested in having sex with a woman.
It's because you're thinking about Keanu Reeves, and frankly, so am I. This is Dr. Lance Homo.
Thank you so much for stopping by. We know you're very busy with all... How many examinations are you doing a day, Dr. Homo?
Constantly, Mike. I must have seen 8, 9, 10. Let me count. I've seen 20 buttocks today.
Fantastic. And everybody looking okay, Dr. Homo?
Some have not been looking as good as others, Mike.
But they're all satisfactory to you, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Everybody leaves Dr. Homo's office with a big smile on their face.
And a lollipop, isn't that right?
Yes, and their butt is bleeding. Yes, I have some cranberry juice. And then their butt's bleeding.
Fantastic.
And this is Dr. Lance Homo.
Thank you, Lance.
Until next time, I'll be taking the temperature.
It's always so nice when he drops by.
Hello, Donna Munch. Isn't Keanu Reeves one of those guys that people are always trying to out saying he might be a homo?
Of course.
Yeah. Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're talking to me or not. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I'm a school teacher in Prince George's County, and listen to you guys every day on my way home. Gets me calm, gets me ready to go home, and face cooking dinner and taking care of everything I have to take care of. You guys are wonderful. People need to quit calling in and telling you all what to do. You do a great job all by yourselves. You don't need any help.
Thank you,
Teach. Thank you, teacher. Who's the celebrity you most resemble there, Teach?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say a thin Rosie O'Donnell.
A thin Rosie? That's okay. You're beautiful, baby.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I don't think there is such a thing as a thin Rosie. That would mean that you're like Nancy Reagan then, because you would have a tiny body and a huge, oversized head.
No, I just have lots of hair.
I was watching Regis and Kathy Lee, and one of their winners, you know, when they picked contestant number 4 to match it.
Right.
Congratulations, audience member.
Right.
And that person stood up, and Regis said, "Hey, Rosie O'Donnell," with a big grin on his face.
She's a big, fat girl.
Yeah, and she laughed. But, I mean, you know, that's just another way of saying, "Hey, you, look at you."
I watched him today. I watched him and her today, and he put her in her place. She was talking about something that happened at one of her brat schools.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe it was the girl.
Right.
And she's talking about some kid that stood up and said, "Hey, mister, you're in trouble."
Yeah.
And he said, "Kathy Lee, how come every time you talk about a kid, we always say, hey, mister, you're in trouble."
They were coming to blows today on that show. They were going back and forth.
Yeah.
She got on him about going to Notre Dame again, and then he got on her about the school thing, and they just didn't. I love those shows when they are both at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Hey, we got to go.
Yesterday when they were talking about...
Take care.
Thank you.
I'm a health teacher. I teach sex ed. I should fax you some of the stuff kids say.
Yeah, baby.
Bye.
Yeah,
right,
we need the material. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
What, Buzz? Yesterday when they were talking about Kathy Lee's various costumes, at one point Regis said, "Every day with you, it's a surprise." He said, "I keep waiting for the biggest surprise of all, but you keep showing up."
Yeah,
they have not liked each other this week.
Good for Regis. Quick break. We are coming right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.